Blog Talk Radio.
On deck, 5FC Black Moon on deck was good, chillin'.
Check this out, man, Richie Rich in the house, West Coast. Shout out to Dipo Radio.
My name is Fat Sean, for those who don't know, I want to shout out Dipo Radio.
I'm known as the legendary Cocaine.
This is Down by Law, X-Clan, get up with the mainstream outlaw. Brother J, big up to all the clan and the powers, and big up to Dipo Radio.
Shout out to Dipo Radio, the kid Young Mouth, Dragon Gang, Bang Bang.
Yeah. Big Hutch, a.k.a. Cool 187. Dipo Radio, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, what's up, yo? This is Tyra Smith. I'm cool with my man Dia. Holding it down, Dipo Radio.
Yo, what's rocking?
Dipo Radio.
J-Love.
My voice up, shoot my mic up, shoot my voice up, shoot my mic up, yeah. This is how we rock, this is how we rock, this is how we rock, rock.
Hey, you,
yeah. We in the joint, yo, we in the joint.
Hey,
yo, we, yeah.
I want all your problems,
oh,
stand
shit.
Up.
What the fuck?
Stand up and be
stand up.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Brothers and sisters, if you know you got the
put your motherfucking hand in the air.
Come up on the world framing.
Was good.
You should know, yo, I fucked you on the side of my hood.
Never that door from where you can never hit it. Throw a raise in my mouth on the low and suck your dick.
The
with
world
it.
Famous, priceless, still stainless dick. Pray over this, goat your love, nameless, heavyweight, dick in your jaw. Good leaking from your lips now, baby girl, throw the show.
Yo, Tony, you phony, we both signed a Sony. But for half your pub, ride that dick like a pony. What?
Yeah. Put your money on my dick. Girls, all eyes on my dick.
Cats fatigued out thinking they armies. My crew arms me with beats. How we swarm be who bang? Be more Wu-Tang, new thing. Matter how we do things. RZA caught me 2 fangs official. Now I bite through bristles. Gold teeth styling from Philly to Staten Island. While in the meantime, spit mean lines. Fuck clean rhymes like mine's grimy. Like my niggas be picture me coming off soft. Y'all just cough up shit. I swallow rhymes. Making bitches swallow nines. Redefine the rap shit. Make my shit a classic like Beethoven. Stay posing. For the camera, stamina like a crackhead.
They don't understand,
son. Try me no in between like why does he pick brains like lobotomies. So thought to charge to billboards for ill sports. Leave niggas sick like
I want
still
all
boom.
What? I want everybody to stand up and be counted tonight. Brothers and sisters, if you know you got the
thing
together, I want you to stand on up.
Stand up, yo.
Now I got something.
Man, big brother up in the clan, drop like crack that scattered all up in your van. Skelly man, crook, character star in Donald Goy's book. MGM, heaven and hell, sat with the crook with the big spice bone. Redheads is killing it, knotted up, twisting in green. See the crystals in it, rap Yogi Barra. Bear hug of 500 ounces of that Stacey on Wild Man Sarah. Rush out
hours,
Alfred in the batch, cape hands like Dave Smith. Rap Hagler with a fade, Magilla, Charlie Baltimore, Wicks Hazel, drip from the drawers. Wind face, off with the killer, stood still alone. River chill, looked up and got dark. That's when RZA started to build. Yo, you praise me, turtleneck nigga rocking paisley shots, crazily steady blazing with his phase beat. Teens like Starsky and Hutch, super deluxe truck, your big
one. I
you knocks, I heard you cool clubs, damn. Jetted out of van, swallow with a tan, wicked like Remo spray can, sugar the ram, fuck a cocktail, get my balls licked in hell. Read a Deagle Tales, heal all the dogs with broken tails. Salt rain, saltwater tap, Iron Man, bubble bath, nuclear, split the atom in half. Meet Damo, fifth brother, bug inside A-Po, chin stone, crush the birds inside strip roll.
Rap. Conspiracy, whole songs for ransom. Lansing and Ghost smoke coke mixed with Branson. Shite, trees soaked in half keys. Sabotage and wild with snipes in 79. Channel 19, street team, made news with who? Charlie, every 16 bars be sitting in. People switching, rhyme fixing. Keep the clips intact. Watch your back, ain't done yet, ain't spun yet. Poison weapons, fight a woman, two-legged. How we get it?
Come on, get a groove on.
Dieful Radio. In full effect. That was Charlie Baltimore with Ghostface Stand Up. Man, I still remember that video vividly, vividly in my head. What a raw video, what raw raps, what a raw beat. What a great night for hip-hop. I'm really, really excited about this episode here on Dieful Radio. We have the ladies first. And to kind of, you know, put it in the context, it's a ladies first. I mean, that's what your mama raised you with. They ladies first, you know what I'm saying? But it's a tribute to hip-hop. And I don't categorize any of the guests that we have tonight as a female MC. They're MCs. But it's ladies first, y'all. We got to give a tribute to them. So we're going to have some fantastic guests. Obviously, Charlie Baltimore is going to be in the house. We got MC Light. We got Oaktown's 357 coming through. You know what I'm saying? We got Paula Perry coming through. We got Marvelous coming through. And we got Lady Luck. And it's just really going to be a big party, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm really feeling it. I can't wait to see what these ladies have to say. They, you know, I know that the Twitter's been blowing up, you know what I'm saying, and everything. And they've been going back and forth. So, you know, just real excited about the show. And so everybody, welcome. Dieful Radio. If you listen on online and you want to chime in anytime, 646-200-4945. And if you're on the line right now and want to talk to the host, press 1. You know what I'm saying? We're actually going to go to a caller. Now I'm going to go to 724 that's been holding for a minute. 724, you live on the radio, Dieful Radio. What's happening with you? It's a ladies' night.
Hey, what's good, bro? Man, I had to call in, man. I can't believe it, man. I missed Saturday's show, man. Man.
All good, homie. But, you know, we got the ladies tonight definitely coming through. This is going to definitely be what a night, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Like
it's ladies first. But that, you know, these MCs are crazy. I mean, we heard that. I opened with that, you know, the older Charlie Baltimore song. We got some new cuts that she's doing, man. But, man, what a dope show. What a dope, you know, everything. I'm excited about tonight.
I can't wait to hear what you're playing tonight, man, on the show. Because, man, like, that's one side of the music I'm still trying to get into, the female MC. So, I mean, like, you know, I heard MC Light. And also I bought Marvelous's album, Wicked. And they got that one SIBO track on there. Yeah, I like that. I like that album, man. I'm digging that album.
Yeah, definitely cool. It's definitely cool. And, you know, too, with it, like we had later last year, we had Rod Digga. Now, we had already had Rod Digga on the show. There's an MC for you, too. I mean, and she was a pleasure to have on the show. You know what I'm saying? And it was definitely tight. But, you know, even going back and doing the research on some of these ladies and what they, you know, what they represented and what they did, it's crazy, man, because it definitely inspires me, homie. You know, and it definitely inspires me. And look, after tonight, you're going to be like, wow. And, you know, Saturday show, we had MC Shot Rock on there, and, you know, she's pretty much labeled as the first lady MC that there is, and her and Prince Poe were on the line dropping knowledge. So you can definitely check out the archives. You can go to dieful.com and go to the Dieful Radio part of it and click on the flyer or any of those flyers on there, and it will take you to the blog account and just scroll down, and you can hear the archives. In fact, you can download it as an MP3, put it on your iPod anywhere, your Android, listen to it at work, whatever you got to do. So, you know, definitely check that out.
Definitely, will do, man. And oh yeah, man. Now that I think about it, I was thinking about it for a minute while he was talking. Now I know what female MC I listened to before. Lady of Rage, man. I thought she was pretty dope, man. And I know somebody who battle rapped her and lost. One of my homies. I ain't gonna say his name. I don't want to shout him out like that. But I'm like, wow,
no,
yo, she's raw, man. Rage is raw, man. Raw.
You know, can I bring out another MC that happens to be a female? I got to say it, Lauryn Hill.
Lauryn Hill is dope, too. I always like Lauryn Hill's music.
I mean, let's say from the MC standpoint, when the Fugees dropped the score, I mean, she was lethal. She was lethal.
No, I never listened to that album. I got to peep that album out. Like, I listened to some stuff, like, she was on with Nas and a couple other, like, you know, a couple other songs, like, here and there. But, yeah, when it comes to female MC, man, I got to start getting into that, man. I'm still studying. I'm still a young disciple in the rap game, dog.
You know what? Since it's ladies' night, and go ahead, you know, shout out where you from, homie, so people know where you're calling from.
Oh, man, you know where I'm from, man. I'm from PA, man, Pennsylvania, holding it up for the West Coast. You know what it is, man. And just got to give a shout-out to my boy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, go ahead. My fault. Go ahead.
No, I said absolutely. Go ahead. Give me a shout-out.
Oh, I said, shout out to my boy Dial Lansky, you know what it is, and Mad 4, and David Houston, shout out to you, buddy, West Coast, and pretty much it, man, representing PA here. I'm going to stay on the show, I'm going to try to call back in, and try to chop it up with some of the female MCs, man. I'd like to ask some questions.
Absolutely, and you know what, since you on, getting the, you know, doing the knowledge, as we say around here on Gospel Radio, with MCs that happen to be females, I'm going to drop this Deadly Venoms on you, you know what I'm saying, called Bomb Threat. These were definitely some tight MCs. I'm going to have you check this out. Gospel Radio, we coming back with our special guest, Ladies First Edition. Let's go.
Now I got you running. Can't hide cause my crew gotta be in Gula. We be not jacking down for the second spot.
Bomb Threat. You know, I love having my own radio show because I can play music that I used to watch the videos. Remember, there was these things that we had on TV. You used to turn on these TV stations, and they used to play these music videos. You know what I'm saying? And I used to have all these videos recorded and put in. for the younger crowd, that is, you know what I'm saying? But, man, just loving tonight, ladies' first edition. Now, a lot of callers on the line. If you want to holler at me, definitely press the number one so I can see that you active and ready to talk and definitely do your thing. You know what I'm saying? I got a 757 area code in the house. 757, you live on Dot4 Radio. What's happening? 757-599. I got a couple of 757.
Hello, you can hear me?
I can hear you. Dot4 Radio, what's happening?
Hey, what's up? This is Paula Perry.
Paula Perry in the house. Man, I've been so excited about this show. I was welcome to it, man. I was looking at you guys' Twitter. I mean, man, y'all got me hyped over it, and I was already hyped. So just a pleasure having you here. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. And
this phone lines are blowing up for you. So what's up with you? How is Paula Perry nowadays?
Nowadays she's good. She's real good. Basically, I have my hands in everything. You know, I started shooting videos. I'm working on some movies now. One of them is called New York Fly. It's about to be released probably. Well, we're about to start getting in the process of shooting it later this summer coming up. James Brown Movement I have going on, and, you know, my affiliates with Lil Mama.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, that's about it. I'm still working on some music.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'll tell you what, I have some new music from you that when I downloaded it and was queuing it up and everything, I was like, wow. I mean, that's just amazing. I mean, you stayed relevant. You're obviously talented. You are who you are, but, you know, you still have the passion for the hip-hop like that. How have you kept the passion for that this long a time?
I don't know. I guess it's in my blood. My father loved music. And actually, my sister on my father's side, she was married to Dr. Ice from UTFO. So it's like I've been raised up around music. A lot of my cousins and stuff, you know, they were DJs, and I was always looking up to them as they were playing their music outside in the parks. And I was rapping since I was like 14. So it's pretty much a passion of mine. I mean, whether I'm rapping, whether I'm shooting videos, whether I'm engineering in the studio or so have you, writing up a bio or making a website, anything affiliate with music just makes me happy.
Absolutely. And also, too, you have you also represent some independent artists, too, right? You have a talent agency as well that you represent?
Well, you can say that. Yeah. You know, I was shooting a lot of videos for people, you know, around Brooklyn and stuff like that. They were looking for management. I'm down in VA now. But I'm going back to BA in a couple of months or so. You know, I see there's a lot of work out there for me.
Oh, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Basically, that's my future plan, to make like a talent agency. Me and my cousin E, you know, we was talking about that a little while ago. Once I get back, I want to really start something big. Actually, one of my projects is going to be going through like a lot of projects through Brooklyn and snatching up a couple of artists from each section. And doing like a widespread video, you know, get about 12 artists all around Brooklyn and just start something big, bigger than what it is now.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, are you, you know, do you have fans? Are you a fan of some of these new artists? I know you're going to go back and, you know, and grab some people, but do you have newer people that are already up there that you're a fan of right now?
I don't really know what's really new out there. You know what I'm saying? I know,
I was hoping you were going to tell me. I was hoping you were going to tell me, you know?
I know, it's a shame. I don't know. You know more than me. You know, I don't know. I have to stay attentive to what's out there and what's coming out, if any coming out, you know.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. What were you going to say?
I was going to show, we got a lot of people on the line. I was going to show them this Talk Shit track, because this has just been, I've been saying this over and over and over, and I want to get them a little familiar.
Really? That's one of my oldest songs. I did that like 4 years ago.
But I'd love, I think a lot of what I try to do here on Dot4 Radio, I always tell people that I try to have people that are pioneers, some people that really, you know, set a foundation for what the younger generation is doing now. And some of this younger generation, because when they grew up to music, and I'm talking, you know, teenagers now and even, you know, little bit older than that, and this and that, they grew up kind of listening to hip hop that was already out there. You know,
right.
I grew up listening to records and funk and soul and, you know, musicals and all sorts of different things. A lot of our generation didn't grow up listening to other types of music. So they heard hip hop, that's what they stuck with, and they don't really have the information out there. So, and the substance isn't there, you know, and so I try to do stuff like this, and again, you know, it's the ladies' first edition to really show them what they have. So I'm going to play this track for them real quick, and we can come back to you, and definitely they're going to be like, wow, this is amazing. So we live.
Thank you.
Doppel Radio. We got the other ladies already on the line. We're going to get a party started. I told my man Todd Davis, I said, I wish I could just throw a gala, have everybody show up dressed up and do this, but instead we got the platform from the radio. So let's do this. Paula Perry, Doppel Radio. Come on.
Gotta be able to get high, hang, and talk shit with killers. Not pass out and get your shoes stolen, you know what I mean?
Cut a check, help a bitch out. Fuck going out to movies and dinner. Trying to get me tipsy like I'm a cushy. Keep a little two-shot dilly with me that I pop in the jiffy. Wild West round this bitch. I'm the shit to stop denying it. 5'5", 36 feet, thick in the hip. Slim City out of New Giddy. Banging with the doobie wrapped up. I'm the winner while the rest of y'all hoes run a rough. Tell a nigga straight from the gate. Wait, don't fuck me, masturbate. And don't invade my space and say I'm straight gutter. Underground butter. Got these niggas grabbing they dicks. While these bitches shaking they fists. Only fuck with niggas with whips in the capital. Somebody that could be like P, I'm backing you. I got you, bro. If you ain't got to worry about nothing, you're right. Jeez, motherfucker. Stepped in the club, bout to show me love. Bitches eyeing me down, they mad, they want my crown. Watch the groupies gather around, my big fist for Henny. This nigga tryna dance with me, I'm shaking my ass. I give him a pass, he call me a bitch. My dog flew his head first class. Watching my bar, respect between the hardcore slash and second thing. Put the smack down like wrestling. Catch me in the hood with four wings. I got all the main niggas puffing on my dark and green. Run with the sharpest team, you're running in the house. Dialing 911. When I spark with my team, Brooklyn is me, y'all. I be on almost every block, I never see y'all. I walk that walk, boy, I talk that talk. I'm the queen of the fall. I call the shots while your bitches full of cops. This is strictly for my bodega dudes on the avenue. Hustle hard for that food. Catch me overseas, volley in with Japanese, London, French, French. I freak my cheese. Better check my resume. I ain't coming back, I never left. Hot balls landing your chest, scraping my pace. Trying to cop another fraud to the place. Hot place, staying my face, face to face. Make a meal, ten niggas on the hill. So I can crush my grapes. Eyesight of a hawk, fast street chick, slick talk, sexy walk. Catch me doing my thing, God, I'm a sick flow. Sell it to the distros, they sell it to the DJs and the discos. I keep a dirty, dirty age for them dirty little motherfuckers. Trying to take what I make. I'm a sneaky bitch, run up on you when you stall. 4-4 pound cops while you're pulling up your drawers. Me bitches, better recognize. Give a few black and blue. Only fuck with a small few. Full of peas. You better watch who you talking to, bitch.
Godful Radio, definitely in the house. Just a beyond banger right there. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is, too, substance. It's relevant. Exactly everything you're talking about. Paula Perry in the house, Godful Radio, blessing us. You know what I'm saying? We also got our other special guests here, and everybody's showing up for this party. 917, we got Charlie Baltimore in the house, and we definitely opened up with my personal favorite from back in the day, that stand up with Ghostface. But Charlie, what's happening with you? Welcome to Doppel Radio.
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Oh man, this is just an exciting night. We live right now. We got Paula Perry on the line too, and like I was saying,
hey Charlie Baltimore.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine.
Don't wreck it.
Thank you. Thank you. I forgot. I haven't heard that in a while. I forgot how hard that was a little bit.
And we were discussing, too, you know what I'm saying, you know, just the relevance over the long periods of time that you guys have been in the game. And I know, Charlie, you got, you know, a lot of new projects going right now. Tell these people what new you have.
Well, I actually co-own a label with Trick Trick out of Detroit called B&B Records. And we started the label last year. And the first project off of the label was my mixtape, which was Hard to Kill. It did really well. It was received, still being received really well. We actually just dropped the second video for it today, which is called Honey. And we have, I think we have four or five artists, let me see. I have two females and two males, so four artists. We're really excited about one of the females is from Chicago and the other one is from Philly. And I'm proud to sit out here and pick them, so they're really dope, and I'm looking forward to their projects blowing up.
Absolutely, absolutely. And are you doing shows right now? Are you touring or have a tour in coming up or anything like that? Even on the East Coast, you about to do anything?
We actually just came off of a promo tour, but I'm actually starting a tour in May that I just found out about today in Europe. So I'm sure I'll be bouncing around. And I'm also working on an upcoming album as well that I'm going to, and I'm going to fall back a little bit and just focus on my artists.
Absolutely. And you know, we were kind of talking with Paula too, you know, as far as the newer generation and people actually going back and doing the history of not only hip hop but music, you know, because a lot of us grew up to music and loved hip hop. You know,
right.
And you guys have always been, again, the substance was just crazy. You know, how do you feel about the rap game nowadays? Now we all know talented people. I'm saying in just general, you know, the way hip hop is now, there's a lot of people on the outside looking in. You know, how do you feel about the game right now?
You know, it goes in and out for me. Sometimes I feel like there's a lot of different variety of stuff because there's so many. I feel like it's hip hop as a genre is almost separating itself into different genres of hip hop. So you have your substance records. You have records that are more party records, entertainment records. Me personally, I've always been, you know, a substance sort of artist, kind of like a product of my environment. So I tend to choose and look for artists that have that same appeal. And those are the type of records that I'm also drawn to. So, you know, sometimes the super commercially saturated record is definitely not my favorite. Not saying that some of them aren't, but for the most part, I definitely like, you know, listening to stuff. So it has a lot of substance, and I feel like a lot of the, you know, late 90s artists have more of that substance in their records.
Definitely. I feel the same way.
Yeah.
And I was gonna ask you, Paula, too. I mean, how do you feel about that? And obviously you said you feel the same way.
I mean, to be honest with you.
We all know talented people, but like I said, from kind of the outside looking in the whole general aspect, you know, how do you feel?
To be honest with you, between the years of 2011 and I believe mid-2012, I stopped listening to the radio, period. Everything up there, it was pretty much upsetting me. And it was like to hear females having such a hard time coming out, and everything was Nicki Minaj. It was kind of like making me sick, you know. And I liked her at first, but then after a while, when I started peeping her style and, you know, seeing what she was about and some of her music and her way, it just, you know, it just made me just stop wanting to listen to the radio. So now I'm starting to feel more comfortable with the music that's coming out now, and it's mainly from the guys. But, you know, just like Charlie said, I'm up and down with it as well. You know, some of it I like, some of it I don't like. Some of it I dance to, some of it I don't.
Right, exactly. You know, same thing. You know, I also feel like a lot of the problem with females is it's not that many of us in the game. There is and there isn't, you know, the ones that really are able to achieve the kind of mainstream appeal or whatever. A lot of times they kind of get caught up in following whatever is the hottest thing out as opposed to kind of staying in whatever lane it was that, you know, initially got them their fans. So they kind of lose their self in it. And I don't really see that happening with the guys. It disturbs me with the women because it's like, I feel like if it's, you know, it's so many different variations of hip-hop at this point, you don't have to follow anybody's lead. You can create your own lead or stay in your own lane or whatever makes you most comfortable, whatever you know, you got to still pay attention to your fans and what they like. You know, exactly. You can't just go off on a tangent and decide you're going to switch your whole style up to jack somebody else's swag and think that's going to work for you. That's, you know, that's crazy. So I've always been more lyrical, and I know that that's what my fans appreciate for me, so I try to stay in my lyrical lane, you know, even if that's not what's, you know, necessarily popping at the time, you know what I'm saying? You still have to remain true and loyal to your fans first before you, you know, start going out and doing other things that might, you know, take you away from your essence.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. Right. I absolutely agree. And you guys are you gals, sorry, but have done that time and time again for however, I mean, 20-some-odd years. You know, people are going even longer. Where it's still substance. And I mean, why not? If you guys, you know, still got it and still, the information still needs to be out there. When I say information, when you have lyrics like you guys do, that needs to be out there when you're talking about the type of hip-hop that's out now. I mean, it has to be out there because there is a balance. I understand we were talking with the homie PMD, and he was like, at the same time how we talk about we want to bring real hip-hop back and this and that, you also do need that balance because in the golden era, what they say, the 90s and this and that, everybody had a unique sound. So even though it's club music or this and that, it's still their unique sound and the way they want to do it, and that's what separates us from that type of music. And sometimes it is a double-edged sword, but necessary.
Right. I mean, I feel like all music is necessary because you're always going to have fans of something. So, you know, it has to be a melting pot of different different sorts and variations of music. There's nothing wrong with it. You know, it's just about really, if you're an artist, you still, you have to pay attention to your fans. I truly and firmly believe that that's kind of first. Because without them, you know, they're going to tell you what they expect from you and you know, want from you. And there's nothing wrong with trying something new and gaining new fans. But I still feel like there's a balance and you have to stay true to your essence and then just find ways to, you know, freak it and make it different.
Yeah. And you're absolutely right about that because I remember some years ago when people were like, yeah, you know, the music got to be a little softer now and they're trying to soften up everything, blah, blah, blah. So I tried to make a couple of soft records. And it's like they were like, oh, no.
Not me.
We don't expect that from you. I'm like, damn, you know. But, yeah, I see exactly what you mean. You got to stay true to your fans regardless.
I had the same issues when I first was signed. You know, it was they wanted to make me a pop artist, and I, you know, they really actually had meetings about making me a pop artist. I'm like, y'all doing there, y'all just grabbed me off the steps and the projects in Philly, right? Like, let's just be clear what we doing right here. I'm not saying that, you know, I'm assuming, you know, it can be done, but that's not what I signed up for. So it became a lot of years of kind of like finding myself that I lost because, you know, you have a label telling you they want you this way and you're conflicted because obviously you don't want to lose your deal. But at the same time, you know, that's not you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, it took me a while to realize that's not me. I'm not a pop artist. I'm not ever going to be a pop artist. You know, I don't care what the imagery is or... Huh?
You're versatile, though. That there's a big
no,
difference.
I am versatile, but I'm not a pop
artist.
Because
I've heard
I
you
know that about
everything.
Myself. Right,
yeah.
But dude, let's think. So for you've heard me rap for all kind of stuff, but in a lot of it initially was my first label making me do stuff that, like she just said, like she tried to do the soft records and they just weren't her. That was kind of like what they were doing with me. So it took me a while before I found my comfort zone and realized, you know, this is not who I am, and I'd rather stay true to myself as an artist than do something that I really hate because I do love the craft of writing and making music. So I don't want to wind up in a, you know, a situation where I'm hating what I'm doing and I'm just doing it because I'm in this machine. So, and again, that kind of leads back to starting my own label. And, you know, more so the artists that I have now, I can push them just to do the same thing they're doing and keep them in their same element and essence without taking them out of it as opposed to trying to make them something that they're not. you know, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted females on the label, so I could give them a lot of the, you know, experiences and things that I went through in the industry so they can, you know, they can have that knowledge, because I came in kind of blindsided. You know, I had no clue, like, it worked like it did, so.
Right, and everything happened so quick.
Right.
So I went through pretty much the same thing with Motown. They was trying to put out for my first things like straight radio joints. But in a way, I kind of wish I would have listened because it was radio joints, but I wanted to take it to the hood and put out the street shit first. And they didn't put they all into it because that's not the single they wanted to go with. You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
it was like, okay. And then after they merged with Universal and all of that, it was it. That was it. I couldn't take it no more.
You like,
I got a question. I got a question too. I mean, and I'm guilty of the same thing that Paula was talking about, that where I haven't listened to radio. Technically, you know, I'm originally from Los Angeles. I'm a hip hopper though. I listen to hip hop all over the country. You know, I'm not just a, you know, West Coast guy. But I stopped listening to radio when the Wake Up Show left. Honestly, and I stopped listening to the radio then. There was a, where I grew up in Riverside, we did have a college station when college stations were cracking. And it was 88.3 KUCR. They played really good hip-hop, like you know, the Wake Up Show would do. And they'd have sometimes some freestyles on there and stuff like that. So it was definitely filling it. But is there female MCs out right now? Or MCs that are females? Now, I know Rhapsody is dope. I follow her, Ninth Wonder, and that whole thing. But a lot of what I see on the radio, I'm not really considering them MCs. Whether they were a male or female rapping like that, y'all got lyrics. Everybody on this show that's on here got lyrics. I could be wrong because, you know, maybe I haven't done the research, but I don't really see any, you know, MCs that are females anymore right now.
Well, I have two.
Well, what do you think about
both of them are really lyrical and, you know, one is from Chicago and one is from Philly, and I just feel like, you know, they have the content, but they also have the flow, you know, so they can switch it up, and it's definitely just a good mesh of sound, and I think that's what's important now.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely. So speaking of all this and music, and we're going to bring in some other ladies, and we're going to definitely do our thing, you know, I'm going to go to this Hunter's featuring Trick Trick. Tell me a little bit about this track, Charlie.
It's off my mixtape, Hard to Kill, that's out now. It's the second single off the mixtape. It's featuring myself, Trick Trick, and my artist, Cash Paid. And it definitely has a real, you know, Detroit kind of sound. I like to go to different parts of the country and, you know, listen to different types of music because I'm an East Coast girl. So, you know, when I did the mixtape, I was in Detroit. So it definitely has more of a you know, Detroit kind of flavor to it.
Absolutely. So we can do this. This is a Dot 4 exclusive. 100 featuring Trick Trick, Cash Paid, Charlie Baltimore, Paula Perry, and we're bringing everybody else in. It's going to be a party. Ladies first, it's a tribute to MCs, y'all. This happens to be the ladies' edition. They all MCs, the body you with flows. Let's do this. Dot 4 Radio. Come on.
Back on that shit, that ownership, that no fries on pony shit. Clear the house out with only this. Maybe neighbors hollering out, holy shit. Time to pay for that package, for that Maculette, but start acting. The fact that I can retract and take the rap back and rap about foreign whip. You traps talking that porn shit. I'm pimping nigga like pimping nigga, fuck a trapping back on that corner shit. Goon squad, mafia. If it ain't this, it's forfeited. Boss man for them go-getters, go willers. That's right on you, hoe nigga. You know nigga.
Let's go, Kanji runner. Let's go, Kanji runner. Let's go, Kanji runner. I'm stacking all my money. Let's go count these hundreds. Let's go count these hundreds. Let's go count these hundreds. I'm stacking all my money. Let's go count these hundreds. Let's go count these hundreds. Let's go count these hundreds. I'm stacking all my money. Let's go count these hundreds. Let's go count these hundreds. Let's go count these hundreds. I'm stacking all my money.
Deals on two heels, four wheelers on two wheels. Niggas gone off them blue pills, them perp pins and them flare quills. That's Philly shit. Gangsta squad, masked up, gangsta rock. B&B bitch, that's a mob. Take it from the soft, get back the hard, screaming hell yeah. It's pop music, niggas pop them guns through. Take your block and we run through it. Take my pills and come through it. I'm puffing hookah in my backseat. Line up niggas and run them, call it the track meet. Sign up niggas and son them, call it the payback. My dudes want trains on y'all hoes, all in the make back. You better stay back, you in the five zone. You know what's cooking in the five zone. No fly zone, we five zone, these hoes, cause you know who.
Let's go count these hundreds. Let's go count these hundreds. Let's go count these hundreds. I'm stacking all my money. Let's go count these hundreds. Let's go count these hundreds. Let's go count these hundreds. I'm stacking all my money. Let's go count these hundreds. Let's go count these hundreds. Let's go count these hundreds. I'm stacking all my money. Let's go count these hundreds. Let's go count these hundreds. Let's go count these hundreds. I'm stacking all my money.
Hundred bands stuck in my trunks. I'm racked up with my whole crew. These frames, Cardi, I spit the shoes. Try to snatch these, I'm making Fox too. Bitch, B&B, Cash P, Charlie B, S-Boy, back to back, in them Benz, flying up, living noise, my money talk, you can hear the noise, snapping swag to my main voice, we gunplay, don't use toys, get hoes wet when they hear my voice, I'm a real nigga, ass swab, second hundred, without a job, 1,000 strong, we a mob, with Uncle Trick, and Goon Squad, we getting it, hella cash, hit the stash and we blow it fast, trapping hard, just got the bag, can't rob me, I keep a mag, I'm in the club, drinking Mr. Spade. Stunting hard with Mook and Dave. Me and Josh gon' flood the stage. We living life like we got it made.
Let's go count these hundreds. Let's go count these hundreds. Let's go count these hundreds. I'm stacking all my money. Let's go count these hundreds. Let's go count these hundreds. Let's go count these hundreds. I'm stacking all my money. Let's go count these hundreds. Let's go count these hundreds. Let's go count these hundreds. I'm stacking all my money. Let's go count these hundreds. Let's go count these hundreds.
Die for radio in the house. I mean, it definitely had that feel to it, but what a banger. I mean, that's just...
Yes, that was hot. Mm. That's
hot. Thank Woo. You. Thank you.
Now, we got a lot of people on the line. I know a lot of fans that want to holler at you, but we also have a special guest. We got Marvelous on the line, but there's someone that wanted to chime in. We got Rod Digger in the house that definitely wanted to chop it up with us. Rod, what's happening with you? Just to hear us, Rod Digger.
Yeah, I'm here. Hello.
Okay. What's happening?
People, what's good? Nah, you know what? I had the phone on mute by accident because it's mad hectic where I'm at. What's good, though? Hi, ladies. I've been listening to y'all, bumping y'all damn gums for the last 30 minutes. What's up?
I ain't talked to you in a minute. It's Charlie.
Hey, Charlie.
What's up with you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. What's going on? What are we talking about? How much we hate boys? How much we hate to get
Oh, man.
Where do we start? The state of female rap. What is going on, y'all?
Well, actually, we talk about everything. But what it is, this tonight is a tribute to hip-hop. But like our moms raised us, like gentlemen, the way we are, you know what I'm
saying? That's right.
It's ladies first, you know what I'm saying? So That's exactly what we did with this episode. Now, I actually talked about you earlier. I said I was fortunate enough to have an interview with you, you know, previously, and it was off the hook because we were talking about, you know, females that were real MCs. And I say MCs that happen to be females, if you will, because y'all are MCs, but it's ladies first, so we're doing it like this.
No doubt, no doubt.
Right. We also got Marvelous on the line, definitely wants to chime in. Marvelous, you there with us?
Yep, I'm here.
What's the word, ladies?
We got, you know what I'm saying, Charlie Baltimore. We got Paula Perry. We got Rod Digger.
Hey.
We're waiting for Light to chime in, and Lady Luck. It's a ladies' night. Like I said, I wish I could have thrown a big party, you know what I'm saying? But we did it on the radio.
Yeah, that'll be dope.
But at that, Marvelous, tell us what's happening with you. I know these ladies definitely want to hear since we're having a party right now.
Oh, yeah. But it's time to turn up. Now, I got this Concrete Rose album I'm about to drop, though. You know, this will be my 10th joint. This will be my 10th release, so, man, I'm talking about it's so dope. Yeah, kudos to it's you. It's like, you know, like for the fans that go all the way back to Ghetto Blues, you know, it's on that kind of hype, you know. It's some real life, you know, real hood music the way I do it. And I also got my label, Marvelous Music, and I got an artist from the UK, Winter Brown. I got Lil Marv, you know, I'm still rocking with Steve-O, West Coast Mafia, my fan bam, so. And I got the whole Queen Biz movement rocking. Like, I'm on, like, a state-to-state movement with that, you know, to bring all the ladies together. So we got Sacramento Queens. We got Queen Biz KC, Queen Biz Denver. You know, I'm just trying to make it a worldwide thing because I think the big part that's missing is the ladies coming together, you know, and rocking together. I mean, shit, it's very rare. Like, this is probably, I think, the second time that I've ever, you know, done an interview with just all ladies, you know, and everybody's dope. So, you know, that's what I'm on right now, trying to bring the unity amongst us, you know, so shit, we can stand strong together.
And I have to say, too, I appreciate y'all doing this, and Rod Digger, I appreciate you calling up, you know, and definitely chiming in because my thing is it was when we put it together, me and my man Todd Davis were like, look, this is history right here. And it is something that not only I feel needed to be done, but I appreciate y'all knowing there's going to be so many people on the show and still wanting to rock out. Because when I told Todd, I said, that's a party. You know what I'm saying? That's something that I want to celebrate. I want all these ladies on here really celebrating hip-hop and their influence to it. Because regardless of what they say about anybody, hip-hop would not be hip-hop without you guys. You know what I'm saying? That's why, you know, it's MCs, and it's definitely just a pleasure to have everybody on here. I mean, and it, like you said, this may be the second time. This is history in the making, and hopefully start something, you know, real crazy and just positive, you know.
So say we all.
Yeah, everybody rocking. Now, Marvelous, I mean, how do you feel about kind of the state? You kind of touched on it, but I've asked everybody, and then, you know, I'll go to Rod too. How do you feel about kind of the state of hip-hop? But not, we all know dope MCs. We all work with dope people and dope producers. But, you know, kind of generically, how do you feel about the game right now?
Well, I feel like, you know, a lot of shit is really watered down right now, you know? Like, I mean, there's always going to be different genres of music, you know, and shit like that, but I think the line has been crossed between, you know, I don't know, I can say R&B-ish or whatever, or I don't know, there's a line that's been crossed that, in my opinion, you know, as far as growing up listening to real hip-hop music and, you know, the essence of it, I think, you know, we kind of got, it's kind of filtered down a little bit, and we got to bring some of this real shit back. Shit. I feel like it's being taken away from us. I feel like it's being taken away from us altogether. It just seemed like the same thing that happened with every other genre, from rock and roll to blues to, you know, to hip hop, and it's like they done, you know, they've slowly but surely like weeded out the, you know, to serious artists, and now, you know, there's a lot of commercial regurgitation going on to the point where that starts sounding nutso, and then you have all of these Macklemores and stuff come along, and now these people are regarded as the hip-hop saviors and stuff, and it just seems like the same cycle with every other genre.
Now, Paula, how do you feel about that? You agree?
Oh, I'm sorry. You talking to me? My other phone is ringing. Hold on one sec. Yeah, I agree totally. Slowly but surely, it's been watering down. It's been changing. And I remember when they first started talking about things trying to stop hip-hop, like the hardcore rap and stuff like that. And at first, I didn't really believe it. But now, seeing as it is time going on, I can definitely it's definitely becoming real pop-ish and R&B-ish.
Now, I'm gonna go to Charlie real quick. Are you, you know, as far as I know, we heard that the hundreds and kind of had that Detroit feel, but with the in, you know, the kind of people you're putting under your label as far as hip hop, you see some of this boom back type of sound and producing and rapping coming back with what you're researching and going out and getting?
I mean, I still feel like there's room for everything. Like, I'm not mad at like the commercial records or even like, you know, a Macklemore or whatever, because I still feel like there's, you know, people that like that sound. And like I said, I feel like hip-hop has branched off into its own different, you know, variations of hip-hop. So it's like the fans have enough where they can kind of go in different routes and lanes and kind of pick and choose what they like. Like, it is a lot of, you know, quote-unquote watered-down stuff, but some people like that sound. You know what I'm saying? That's what they want to listen to. So, you know, I would never, you know, try to alienate a fan off of what they like or what they want to listen to. It's just, you know, I feel like whatever type of artist you are, you know, obviously as an artist you grow, you know, into different things and you go through different things. As an artist and as a person, and your fans kind of grow with you. But when I say a person just completely takes their whole sound, style, everything about them and just completely alienates the fan, I've seen that happen with females. And to me, that is just like the ultimate disrespect to a fan. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's not being done from a genuine place. It's being done from a place of, you know, they're just trying to follow whatever is the hottest thing out. So they just bounce right up on that, you know, as opposed to kind of standing in an area. And I feel like that's a lot of the problem with females. Like, the guys don't – well, some, I'm not going to call the guys. There are some guys who do that, but you know, a lot of the newer hip-hop ladies have the same way, just all follow each other as opposed to, you know, growing along with your fans, if that makes
sense. Yeah, and no, I agree because – you know, how we all grew up, honestly, ladies. We grew up through a culture when we loved hip-hop. And I there's part of what we're talking about that the culture's not there. There's just a sound or a genre there. If that
right.
makes sense, you know,
right.
and we need to bring back the culture of everything is. So real quick, I mean, our phone lines are blowing up. I have people so mad they can't holler at these ladies right now. So I'm going to hit these phone lines real quick. Before anyone has to go, I appreciate everybody's rocking. I got a 213-864, Ladies Night, Rockful Radio. What's happening? 213, you there with us?
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Man, we live. We got Rod Digger. We got Charlie Baltimore. We got Paula Perry. Man, we got Marvelous. This is Ladies First Edition, Rockful Radio. If you got questions for anybody on there, we do got a lot of people on the line, so, you know, say the name and ask them the question, but also shout yourself out.
Yeah, DJ Blends, Paula Perry, one of my favorite, Charlie Baltimore, all y'all, Rod Digger. Mm-hmm. You from Newark? I'm from Newark, from Jersey.
Say word. What part?
What part?
What part?
What part of Newark?
Digger area.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to Weequay.
Okay, okay. I'm about to say, rep your set. Which street? All right. You get a pass.
I grew up listening to all of y'all. You know, Paula Perry. You know, I come from that era. Music.
That's what's up.
But I think at the same time, cause I'm 39, and like I'm in a new. I don't know. Like I work for K-Day here in L.A. now. I've been living in L.A. for 6 years. I work here for the radio station. I do promotions, and I'm doing mixtapes now. And I mean, it's. I think you just have to grow with the times. I understand what you're saying, but there's still a lot of quality out there. It's just not on the radio.
I agree. I don't.
I mean, Troy Ave. Troy Ave, I was promoing for him, Trey the Truth. It's like you just gotta. It's like a move. Like you, like I consider you females, like a movement. I think that it was a movement, and I think that if you get into the community of the movement, of where everything is, the quality of the music, where it's at, that's where you go. Like I'm looking at Troy Ave now. I'm looking at Trey the Truth. Trey the Truth signed to T.I. I was doing promo for those dudes back in 07. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you just got to get in with the movement of where everything is at. Like you got Currency, you know, just like you had Wiz Khalifa, you had Currency. You have those cliques. So I think it's a lot of stuff out there. You just got to check for what
I mean, can I say this? This is Digga speaking. Like I don't have anything against new artists or like the evolution of music. I mean everything comes back full circle anyway. My problem, I feel the integrity of lyrics has gone down the drain. Like rap to what you want to rap, like the beat, the music, like things like that are naturally going to evolve. But I just feel like at no point in hip hop evolution should lyrics be considered the least important factor of the song. I feel like artists are so
right.
busy.
I agree 100%.
Artists are so busy worrying about, oh, I need to collab with this person. Oh, I need a Mike Will Made It beat. Oh, I got to get Rick Ross on the record. Like, you doing all of that, but 3 years, 4 years, 5 years from now, like, those things are trends. They go out of style. And if you spend a lifetime chasing trends, then you never create an identity for yourself. If you focus on lyrics first and foremost, you could be Nas.
Mm-hmm.
Nas could drop an album once every 7 years, and when that 7 year come, everybody's paying attention because you know Nas going to say some fresh shit. And to me, that is what it's always supposed to be about. Like, I feel like nowadays people are so caught up with the everything else, with the image and the making a movie of the situation, that they kind of half-ass the rhymes. And when you listen to this song 3 years later, you like, this motherfucker is whack. Like, you don't, you can't, if you listen to a song and you can't remember one line from the verse, like, all you know is the hook, that's bad. I'm sorry. That's
let me ask you a question. Are you talking from, like, the radio, the mainstream? Because, you know, we from North, like, our history is
I don't listen to mainstream. My favorite artists are the Danny Browns and the Action Bronsons and Starlitos and Don Tripps of the world.
Exactly.
I don't turn on the radio at all.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it was like when we go back to Clue, when we go back to when Clue was doing his tapes and Ron G. You know what I'm saying? You have those movements. And that's basically what made, like, in North, you know, Zanzibar, we had Queen Latifah. We had a diverse, you know, we had so much diversity in the music. And I think that's what's missing. I think that's what we have to educate the youth on the diversity, especially coming from where we come from. You know what I'm saying? Coming from North Philly, coming from those areas,
but it's
New
hard,
York.
But how do you teach diversity when in the same breath you say, oh, you got to roll with the times. If everybody's going da-da-da-da, then why are you going da-da-da-da-da? It's like everybody instills that in their artists. Yo, it's all about the strip club anthem right now. So that's what everything sounds like.
But on that tip, and I'll go to –
Charlie, real quick. Charlie, what year was that? I know this is older, but what year did you do that stand up? Because I have it. I forget what year it would go to. Yeah.
98.
What year was that?
98,
right? Okay, look, and I said earlier, before you guys were on the line, I said, hey, you know, trip out on this. I remember that vividly. I remember the video vividly. And then I joked after that because I played Deadly Venoms. I played the bomb threat, right? And when I played the bomb threat, I was like, oh, I remember that video. You know what I'm saying? And I kind of joked. I said, remember when there used to be videos out there? So with that uniqueness that y'all had, we also used to drop videos that used to be on TV. I mean, I don't think I've now watched, you know, I got tapes with old Rap Cities and Joe Claire and Big Les and, you know, the Tig and stuff like that, but I don't go watch videos anymore. If I watch a video, it's on YouTube. I mean, that's changed the game quite a bit, has it not? I mean, now you get it out here more, but look, I don't remember YouTube videos like I did the videos I used to take.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so it was visual back then too. I mean, Charlie, that video, I'm sorry, like you've done, you know, I'm not saying that's your best song by any means or anything, you know, of that sort. But look, that video was crazy. And if you hadn't heard the song and you saw the video, then back then you had to go figure out how you bought the album to get that track. Now you
right.
Now you can preview the song on iTunes. Oh, it's called Stand Up. Oh, it's right there. I don't need to listen to the other album. You know, I'll just buy that one. How do you guys, and I'll go individually, we'll actually start with Charlie and then go to Marvelous real quick. Charlie, how do you deal with that? You used to get per unit. Now it's, you know, per download. How do, you know, what's the combination to make that shit still work?
I mean, like I said, I don't have a problem either with the evolution of, you know, the change of everything that's occurring and how it's occurring. It's just more like Rob was saying, it's the substance of the music. You know what I mean? Everything else is fine. And then, like I said, it's different lanes and different avenues of hip-hop for everyone at this point. It's not just, you know, one kind of sound like, you know, like the 90s, you know what I'm saying, where it was just kind of that everybody was, you know, expected to be lyrical. There are different, you know, types of hip-hop at this point. I don't know if I necessarily like that, but it is what it is, you know what I mean? And it is about growth and progression and kind of moving along with the times. But I still feel like, you know, Rob made a great point, which is you still, the most important part is the lyrics, like, and that is kind of what's losing. People have just lost focus of that, you know, almost as a whole.
Yeah.
So it is kind of crazy. Like you said, you'll listen to a record 3 years from now, but it's just horrible. So, you know, I definitely, like I said, I have no problem with change of anything. You know, back then you bought singles, now you can preview stuff and buy whatever you want to buy individually. You know, I don't have any problem with any of that. It's just more of the material that's, you know, people are losing sight of the actual material.
Now, I'm gonna go to Marvelous real quick, but I got to say, too, even with the music that's not very good, and I'm not trying to be generic, but I never knock somebody's hustle, you know, and when their music is actually not that good and they're all over everything, you gotta give the hustle to them. My homie Dinky Mac from All From The Eye out here, Westside Connection, said, I know a lot of weak rappers that run circles around these talented dudes in L.A. with their workflow, and it makes them almost look like a better artist. So the hustle is always still there. You know, it's just more at our fingertips. But to go to Marvelous, I mean, how do you deal with that? You used to get paid for units, and then now, you know, they can preview everything on iTunes and pick what they want. You know, how do you adjust that?
Well, that shit, you said exactly what I was going to say. You know, I think personally it's all about your individual grind, you know, and how hard you grind. You know, that's what's going to make you stand out. Like how you said, the weak rappers, you know, it's a lot of weak rappers out here doing a lot of promoting, you know, and they on the grind. You know, I come from the independent movement. We did the major label deal thing too, but the independent grind ain't went nowhere, you know, so... I mean, shit, the main focus for me is to keep it lit. You know what I mean? Keep my name out there, keep it lit, keep rocking, keep dropping dope music, no whack shit, you know. And because you can get sucked in, you know, you can get sucked into, oh, I'm going to do what, you know, what's popular right now and all that. And, you know, I think it's keeping the essence of it is what's going to make you stand out, because everything out now is the same. Everything sounds the same, same beat, same everything. So I think your vision and staying true to you, you know, and grinding that shit out.
But, you know, the independent game has changed a lot, too, this double-edged digital sword that we have. I mean,
right.
To say you're independent now is a lot different than when you said, you know, you're independent then with, you know, SIBO and everything you guys were going through. Because SIBO, you know, he's a very independent artist. But, you know, man, I still listen to the Autopsy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm sorry. You know, that's what I grew up listening to. But the independent game is definitely a double-edged sword, and that kind of factors into what we're saying about you know, the internet and everything. Now, Paula, how do you feel about it? I mean, obviously, it's easier for us to make our own money and be independent, not to go through majors. But at the same time, people can nitpick what they want to maybe not make money that you were expecting to make on this big project you put together.
Right. You know, it was definitely hard. I tried the independent route as well, and we spent more money than we made, you know, so it's hard depending on the platform. But that was before internet was really, really popping with, you know, independent stuff. So it is much easier now since the internet is rolling to get something independent out and rolling on opposed to back when, you know.
Yeah.
But I would rather take a major any day.
Okay. Okay, Ra, how you feel?
I'm sorry. Well, having released something commercially and independently, I feel like, I don't know, I would say I can appreciate, you know, I can appreciate my time on a label. It was a gift and a curse being signed to an artist, the gift being that, you know, I could piggyback off of Busta to do what I had to do. And I guess I came at a time where, like, I could, you know, you could have a man deep voice and spit, and, you know, it definitely seems like much harder now to, like, try to go a commercial route just because I don't sound right on certain beats. Like, I need, you know, I have a bass-heavy voice. I just have to rhyme to a you know, to a certain type of roughness. So I guess, you know, I try not to put myself in a box, but ultimately I feel like I know what people want from me, and I know what I sound best doing. So it, you know, for those reasons, the independent lane has been, you know, has been more lucrative for me. But at the same token, it is much harder. Like, there's things that I just never paid attention to, you know, being on a label where it's like, now it's like, oh, snap, I got to hit the artwork guy up before I put this out. What the hell? You know, we used to just go into the studio and not even thinking nothing else about the record, and then it just be on the radio like, oh, wait, I got to do all of that. So,
everything.
It's definitely a different world, but
yeah.
I think depending on the ethic, it's more gratifying to me. I feel like whatever I accomplish or don't accomplish independently, I can say I did that. You know, you can't, you know, you can't, don't attribute it to a crew success. Don't attribute it to, you know, a Busta's success or any of that. Like, this is, you know, this is what I've accomplished on my own outside of that. So I'm, you know, I'm grateful for having seen both sides. But I think I'm going to ride it out with the indies. I don't know if I would want to. I feel like there's so many artists that I was really checking for, and then they get their deals and they have all these issues, Angel Hayes and his advanced. Even like J. Cole, like I did like a million interviews, like, yo, I can't wait till this dude drops his album after he did the Who That record. And then it was like, I don't know. He got with Rock Nation, and then everything just got all crazy. And I could feel him going through the struggle. And then when he made the joint Let Nas Down, he's letting people know, like, yeah, this is what happened when I signed to a label. I just feel like once you get, you know, once you get in that zone, like, you just got to be some other kind of artist. Like, now you're not making music for you anymore. You're making, you know, you're trying to appeal to everybody from a business standpoint, and it just, I don't know, just janks it all up.
Now, I'm going to go to Charlie real quick, and then we're going to hit some callers. But, Charlie, I know you're on your, you know, own grind as far as you got your own artists and everything you're doing, but would you rather be more hands-on with your music like you are right now, or would you rather, you know, be on that major?
I mean, again, you know, I have to agree really what Digga was saying, because she made a lot of great points. And that's, you know, like you said, you could, the benefit of being on a major is you know, you will just make a record and you just go on about your day. And that you made it, next thing you know, it's popping, or they're like, hey, we get ready to shoot a video for this or whatever. Whereas with an independent, you know, you're on 2-hour conference calls and taking up half your night dealing with artwork and DJs and is this record getting spun and what's up with this record and just a whole lot of different issues. But the gratification part that you feel doing it yourself and knowing that you are, you know, giving all your effort into it, to me is definitely better than dealing with the headaches of a major. And for me, it was always trying to push me into being an artist that I wasn't, or, you know, I guess trying to create an image for me that just really wasn't me. So I definitely get a lot more gratification and a lot more enjoyment out of running an independent label and just out of the people that I have working with me and my artists, especially, like I said, my females, Greasy and L Streets out of Chicago. It's just a great feeling to be able to offer them and show them, you know what I'm saying, a lot of the stuff that I experienced, as opposed to trying to, you know, water down their music or water down their sound. It's more I can inspire them, you know, whereas with a major, you don't know what you're getting yourself into, really, because you don't know how they see you, you know,
yeah,
until you're actually already in it. And it's like, okay, now it's like, now you're ours, we can do what we want, you know. You kind of like, you know, you're like a puppet. I'm not saying
okay,
that's the case for all artists, but for, I'm pretty sure every girl on this phone that's had a major deal can attest to what I'm saying, you know.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But on that note, because we here celebrating music, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to go to this Marvelous track, Let Me Know. Marvelous, tell us a little about this.
That track right there is the first single off the Concrete Rose album, and that's available right now on iTunes to go download something for the movement. You feel me? And, yeah, that's the first single off many more heated tracks to come. This is just, you know, the whole little West Coast vibe, sunshine, kicking it over the scene. And, shit, that shit's dope. To everybody listening, download something, cop something.
Let's get it. So definitely, ladies, still rock out with us. Don't go anywhere. We're going to play this Marvelous track. I got some great questions for you, so please don't go anywhere. This is the ladies' first tribute to MCs. You know what I'm saying? This is the way we do it. This is history right here, y'all. Let's go to this Marvelous. Let Me Know. Come on, Gospel Radio.
West. at the top down, dip up, super fresh. Superstar status, I don't even have to front. Fly through any hood that give me what I want. I see him, watching me, watching him. But I'm bopping chippers, I ain't trying to be a friend. Hustle like a D-boy on the first of the month. Watch me pop my collar while I blaze up a blunt. Queen biz, baby, catch me where the queen's at. West Coast Mafia veteran, believe that. Enough to hit the add to the rest, you need that. Coconuts are rock, now where the weed at? Proper with it, what I want, I got to get it. 86 is chance, they wasn't ready for they sloppy with it. California queen, living California dreams like Dre. It's not a thing, you can call me Marvin Dean.
You wonder where we would go from here, when I tell ya we connected to the rear radio. I'm cool and comfortable, but I need more so I hustle. I know you know we can do the damn thing when you're ready, so let me know.
Hands in the air if you're dope. Get your grind on, get to the money, get your broke. Heavy stain, I'm a heavyweight, so I rest that. Dude looking super fly, I'ma have to check that. Yeah, y'all see it, I'm the truth. Barcelona in the booth, VIP with an attitude. Hate me, I ain't mad at you. Party like some rock stars, mostly chicks are not hard. We the best, you know, laced up by Steve-O. Dev made the beat flat, Sack got the most heat. Minnesota to the UK, yeah, they know me. Nothing like them other ones, I be on my own hype. If I'm on the East Coast, still repping Cali life. I can't relate to fake, I'm a real one. 18 years deep with it, and I still come. California queen, living California dreams like Dre. It's not a thing, you can call me Marvin Dean.
You wonder where we would go from here, when I tell ya we connected to the rear radio. Look cool, living comfortable, but I need more so I hustle. I know you know we can do the damn thing when you're ready, so let me know.
Holla about it if you want that real. Yeah, I'm super hypey, I don't have to pop a pill. This is for the hustlers out there trying to get that squeal. Cash rules everything, dollar bill. Buying off the bar, make them pay me just to show up. I'ma keep a throne till another queen show up. Better have your game on the par for your step with it. Make the club bounce to it, yeah, I'm the best with it. Hey, where the ladies at? And the kings too. It's way bigger, have your paper when I swing through. Take a picture, I'ma show you what a queen do. Say you move the crowd, I don't believe you. They be on the kid, man, I'm loving it. Here's a toast to the ones that's out there thugging it. California queen, living California dreams like Dre. It's not a thing, you can call me Marvin Dean.
You wonder where we would go from here, when I tell ya we connected to the rear radio. Look cool, living comfortable, but I need more so I hustle. I know you know we can do the damn thing when you're ready, so let me know. You wonder where we would go from here.
Radio exclusive right there, Marvelous, Let Me Know. And she did just that here on Godful Radio. Salute to you. Salute to all these MCs. I mean, it's
yes,
just crazy.
I like
this
that.
Lady,
that's, yeah, that was hard.
I mean, this whole thing.
Right on, y'all, right on.
Just a beautiful thing. I'm going to go ahead. If we having a party like this, I'm going to bring in another lady with us. Sweet LD, what's happening
peace,
with you?
Peace and blessings. Peace and blessings, everyone. How are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
How are you, sis?
Good, good, good. It's a little late, so if I sound a little deep in voice, that's what it is. It's almost midnight my time, so I'm glad to be here. Everybody good?
Yeah, we all good.
All right.
And this is a big party over here, like I said earlier, and we got Paula Perry, Charlie Baltimore, Rock Digga. You know, we got Marvelous
awesome.
On the phone. And it's a tribute to MCs tonight. But like how your mom raised you, ladies first.
Yes. Yes.
So what's up with you? How are you doing? Tell the ladies and all the audience what's happening with you right now, right here, Future Endeavors, everything.
Is this for Sweet LD, right? That's for me to jump in.
Absolutely, since you just joined the line.
Okay. Well, let me first say that there's a lot of ladies on the line that I've never met before, so I just wanted to say blessings to you all, and I appreciate you guys letting me be a part of the conversation. Right now, as far as O-Town 357 is concerned, we're getting back together. We're working on it with the distance between myself and Terrible Species in Arizona. So doing whatever we can to facilitate that, but, you know, staying healthy. Being ready for getting ourselves ready for the stage and all that kind of good stuff. Nothing major at this time, just getting it back together, getting back in our groove. So that's where we
Absolutely.
Are. Blessed to still be here. Blessed to definitely
yeah.
still be here.
And what we're talking about with all these lovely ladies that are on the line, and again, just absolute pleasure to have all you ladies on here. you guys are pioneers. You guys are the reason people still rap. And part of putting this together is some of the younger crowd don't really know who some of you are, and they need to know because it makes their music better. You know, I'll ask you a quick question too that we brought on everybody else. You know, you used to get paid for units, you used to get paid for CDs. You know, how much have you changed or adapted your game now that they can preview your album and buy it on the download? You know, if they like that one song, boom, boom, boom. You know, how have you changed as far as that aspect?
I mean, I don't think, being honest, that we got paid per CD. It wasn't Sweet LD and Terrible T that got paid. So to me, this is more direct because I can own 100% of what I put out, and I can directly get paid for that as opposed to 10 or 15 years ago or 20 years ago. So it's a big difference for me. It's definitely more empowering, and it's more direct connection between myself as an artist and the fans. The supporters who liked what we do, but 20 years ago, no, there was a big difference in how we got paid.
Now, do you like it that you're in more control of whatever you do? I mean, obviously, people want to be in control of their own music, but I mean,
right?
Are you? I mean, is it kind of a freedom for you? Is it kind of like I take a deep breath?
It's both. It's a little overwhelming because there's a lot more components now that you have to be more aware of and more involved in, but it is a deep breath that you can make those choices now, that you can be more in charge, you know. So, yeah, I mean, I'm excited about it. Like I said, it's a blessing to still be here alive and breathing, and then for you guys to even recognize Oaktown 357, that's a blessing. So I can't complain. I'm all ready to learn. I'm already get my feet wet and, you know, do what I got to do. So, yeah. Behind it, 100%.
Yeah. I'm going to go to Paula Perry real quick. Paula, you would do the the major any day, but isn't there a sense of freedom with doing your own thing?
I mean, like I said, you know, it was a lot of money involved with, you know, with my situation back in the day and trying to, you know, just invest, put in a lot of my own money in projects and just losing out. And with a label situation, I mean, like if someone was to give me a label deal, not me signing as an artist, like me signing other artists to that label situation, I wouldn't mind taking that because it kind of like, you know, take the weight off of you a little bit. You know what I mean? It's more easier in a sense for me. I mean, that's just my opinion. I do like the freedom of the internet and you know, being able to upload your stuff, but people can also steal your stuff anywhere.
True.
You know, put it out, make copies, and sell your shit, and you don't get a dime for it, except probably if you have a ASCAP or EMI situation to where you get your publishing checks, you know?
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm looking at it through a money standpoint. And sometimes being independent is great, depending on how you do your situation. You can come out better. You know, but nowadays it's very hard. It is. It's very hard being independent.
Now, Charlie, how do you feel? Do you think the freedom is worth it? I mean, I know it's extra work, but is that freedom worth it to you? Is it like a breath of fresh air that you say, I'm pulling my own strings, I'm doing my own thing?
I mean, it's worth it for me, so I'm appreciating it, you know, at this moment. It is a lot of work. You know, a lot of extra work as opposed to just being creative and That is the good thing about being at a major, is that you're solely pretty much focusing on the creative. Obviously, you have to pay attention to your business and anything, whether it's, you know, major or independent. But that's the only downside I see of being an independent, is that, you know, you have to wear many hats. You have to wear many hats.
And Marvelous. I'll get the same question. I want to hear it across the board. I'm gonna go to Raw. I mean, do you like the freedom of it? But you were, you know, you had a lot, you know, you guys, like you said, had your independent going, but there's a lot of freedom in being able to sit in your own studio, get your own stuff mastered, distributed on your own, just with like a couple push of the buttons, is there not?
Oh yeah, you know, yeah, it's very convenient for me. And then, you know, there still are a lot of them, I would probably say more than half of my fans probably still want the CD, the actual physical CD, you know.
Right.
So
right.
It's kind of like, you know, you got to be able to dibble and dabble between both of them and be able to push a hard line with the physical and the online, you know, the online movement. But
yeah,
it's definitely a lot different, and it is more work. But when you get that, ain't nothing like getting that check in your name, you know.
I'm going to interject on the CD thing real quick, and this is just a personal thing of mine. But a lot of people don't know that listen to music. When you buy a CD, you're actually getting a 16-bit WAV file, and when you play that, it sounds better. When you download the MP3, it's a very compressed song, and even though it sounds clean and everything, I'm telling you there's a huge difference. And in computer terms, not to bring that out there, but when you import a track from a CD on a computer, it's usually, you know, whatever, 30 to 40 megabytes. When you make that an MP3, it becomes 3 to 4 megabytes. Where does that information and substance go? So I still buy CDs. Trust me, I want to hear it. And I'm not saying the MP3s, that's where it is, it, you know, but I still buy CDs. I still buy y'all CDs. You know, I still buy everybody's CDs that's definitely worth listening to. But let me get to this, and I got more questions, you know, definitely everybody, but it's going to be crazy if I don't answer these fans, because they are about to just, man. 717-836, it's ladies' night. How you doing?
What's Gucci dot for his Dutchies?
Woo! And here goes another Dope MC, and she's a female, and she's part of my family. So Duchess Greenleaf Network all day. What's happening with you? We got some lovely, lovely ladies in the house right now.
I see. I want to salute definitely to all the ladies for everything that they do in hip hop, making it possible for, you know, a female like myself to be able to come out. But I gotta say, Digga, where is Digga? Can I holler at Digga?
Well, definitely. Digga's definitely right here. Why are you with us?
I'm here.
Oh, my God. It is a pleasure. I love you, Digga. Oh, my goodness.
You are the reason
I spit them bars, girl.
Thanks, sis. I appreciate it.
No doubt. I just want to say, I know that there's only one Digga, but for somebody to hear my joy and say, I remind them of you, means everything to me. So I appreciate what you do for this game, sis.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. I just stay true to my craft as much as possible. It definitely is easier to do that in a, you know, on the independent circuit. And I don't know, I just feel like with all the, there used to be a time where, you know, there was a clear distinction of like what was dope and what was whack. But I feel like now that there's so many different markets and music has become so regionalized, it's kind of hard to really say what's dope and what's whack nowadays. You know, something that I might like, the next person don't, or vice versa. So I think in order just to, you know, to save myself the headache all these years with music changing and the times changing, like, I just spit how I spit. And, you know, now, 2013, 2014, lyrics coming back. I'm just waving the flag like, here I am. I never left. I mean, and the same could be said for all the ladies on this line. So, you know,
I'm not alone. There's so many of us out here that's still grinding and doing things independently, and it definitely, you know, it makes me feel like, okay, I'm not doing this in vain when people say stuff like that. So I really appreciate it, and I you know, I will take that with me to my next session. Like, all right, as soon as I feel tired, I feel myself getting lazy, or, you know, I want to hurry up and get through the song because I'm hungry, or I'm trying to get to the club or something, I'm going to just be like, nope. That sister said, "I am the reason. I got to figure this bar out. I got to figure this hook out." So, no, thank you.
Yes. You did this one song. That's the last song I heard from you. Because I do radio as well, a personality. And somebody sent me a song, was like, "Yo, Digga is mad. I think a dude made some kind of comment to you, and you came back."
I know what you're talking about. Well, I do got more. Just look, shameless plug. I do got some more stuff since then on SoundCloud. But in reference to that record, that was to Tyler the Creator and Fat Trail. Now, you know, I don't know how many of y'all on the line had heard this, but you know, there's a dude from DC, Fat Trail. You know, he's on the come up now. I think MMG might have just signed him, but you know, he says some slick shit on the record. And you know, where I come from, you don't put people name in records without, right, you know, without expecting some sort of, you know, and it wasn't a situation like, oh, I'm mad, or I want to fight you, or I want to get the goons. It's like, oh, no, okay, see, you know, you're using my name in a punchline that I'm not comfortable with. And then when you call these people out, it's like, oh, look at this old washed up rapper trying to get some shine. It's like, no, if I'm old and I'm washed up, then why would you be using my name in a punchline? Obviously, you needed something familiar to reference so people could get what you was trying to say. So don't call me irrelevant when I call you, you know, when I respond to you. And in the, you know, in the case, and why I included Tyler in it. Now, see, Tyler was just saying some slick shit to me on Twitter. Like, I never met this dude a day in my life. Won't have no mutual friends, nothing. This dude, like, just starts, like, just randomly what they call trolling me on Twitter. And I let that go. And I was like, you know, I ain't really about the Twitter beef. You know, you say what you want on Twitter. What pissed me off with Tyler was the punchline he said about MC Light. That's when I felt obligated to include him on the record. Like, see, now, as long as I'm living, ain't no motherfucker going to disrespect MC Light. So, you know, at that point, I felt behooved to say something to these little disrespectful motherfuckers. And, you know, and that's what happened with that record.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you explaining that to me. Well, I know you got to go. Therefore, you know, I'm not moving until Miss Light get on this panel. And I just want to say, Digga, to you and all the ladies, y'all, welcome to come to the World of Green on my station and tell your story again. I love y'all. Salute, ladies.
All right.
Thank you. Love back.
And we, Light was on the line, and then, I mean, these phone lines are crazy, so I guess I didn't see it, so we're trying to get her back up here. But we're definitely going to hit a few more of these fans' calls because they about to, you know, boycott me. 757-376, Dial 4 Radio, what's happening with you?
What's up?
What's happening? We live on Ladies First, tribute to MCs. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. I'm definitely doing great. Excuse
that
me?
That voice sounds familiar.
What's up, cuz?
Oh, what's up, July? I knew you sound familiar. He said 757. Okay. What's up?
You
that's
know,
my little cuz, July, on the line. She's nasty. She's one of my artists I'm working with from down here, the VR, the VA section. She's really dope, and she's a dope mom as well.
Blessings.
Yes, blessing y'all. It's just an honor to be up here with all of y'all. You know, I grew up off of y'all, you know, bought on it
Charlie Baltimore, she the originator of that red hair. You know, Paula, you just came in, you know, like, you know, just on your beat. Rod Digger, you are just one of my favorites. You know, you got a phenomenal sound. No one can ever mark that. And, you know, I just grew up off of y'all, and, you know, thanks for, you know, paving the way for me and others.
That's what's up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I got to ask real quick just to interject. Charlie, you still there with us?
Yep.
I'm sorry to ask about that stand-up again, but did RZA, she said RZA, so it kind of just clicked in my head. Did he produce that? Who produced that beat on the stand-up?
Yeah, RZA did the beat. Yeah.
What was it like to work with RZA? This is kind of off subject, but I'm a producer myself, and I like articulate minds, and I know RZA is a producer, is a very articulate mind. What was it like to work with RZA?
Phenomenal, because I was like probably one of the biggest Wu-Tang fans ever. Like, I was Wu-Tanged out, like, you know, way before I got my drug. I grew up with them. So when I first got my deal, that was, like, damn near a stipulation. Like, is there any way possible that I could, you know what I'm saying, even just meet the Wu-Tang? I didn't even have exact aspirations of actually getting them on a record. So when they when we initially started talking about it, they really didn't even work with females. That really wasn't their twist at all. So, you know, it was a little bit of going back and forth for a minute, and then I think we had sent RZA some music. And, you know, him and Ghost came through, and it was great. It was awesome. I mean, and actually, RZA formatted the record the way it is, with me and Ghost having a little banter between us before the record comes on. And you know, he's very involved in the sound process and you know, just the process in general of how the record should flow. And I appreciated that from him. You know, I don't think you get that now from a lot of producers. You know, sometimes I just appreciate a legendary producer such as the RZA, you know, allowing, you know, giving his direction of where the record should go.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that from him. So
now I'm gonna go to Sweet. Are there any producers right now? You know, this is just again kind of generically speaking. You would like to work with, or do you have some independent people that you already know you're good? I mean, where are you planning on to take 2014?
2014 for me, just again, is a reintroduction to the industry, because we have been. Oh, my God, we've been out for a while, so a lot of this is new to me. I'm sure it's in the terrible tea, so I'm not sure. I can't name a producer right now off the top of my head I'd love to work with, but we're open to it. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, definitely. And, I mean, honestly, with the talent that we have on here, you know, I got to go to Rob real quick, too. You ladies would put together one hell of a compilation, by the way. I'm just throwing that out there. You know, we had actually MC Shawrock on Saturday on Dotful Radio, the drug show. All you ladies have something to say. And I really believe we need to make this happen. We really need to make this happen. Real quick, what do you got going on since last time we talked to you?
I'm working on music now. I want to try to put something out by the spring, but I know me, because I got my hands in a little bit of everything. I was actually running for councilwoman in my city, but I decided to fall back, because that's like a whole Newark is like a whole nother mess in itself, and I didn't want to get myself entangled in something where I know I still want to focus on music. So I said I'm gonna sit this one out, but I'm practically the mayor here for the most part.
Nice.
So I do a lot of activists and youth advocacy stuff for the city, because these kids need it. I mean, Christy is just really like doing Newark dirty right now, like all the public schools shutting down. So that's been my focus for a long time. But I'm always working on music. All the hood kids call me Aunt Digger. Everybody's working on music, so I'm kind of like everybody's godmother / auntie / A&R / manager. So I do a lot, but you know, through it all, I still put out music through like SoundCloud and Bandcamp and iTunes. You know, sometimes I do the iTunes if I, you know, if I want some money right this second, I'll throw something on Bandcamp or, you know, just like whatever works. But but I'm always, you know, I'm always tossing things out. But I think I'm going to actually, like, release a full-scale project this year, if not an album, at least a EP. I'm still waiting for my turn to work with Alchemist. He has always been my favorite producer of all time. I feel like he just brings every artist back to the essence. I don't know if any of y'all got, you know, got some free time, check out that Alchemist and Prodigy album. Like, listen to all of the albums that, like, Alchemist does with artists. It's like, oh, wow. Okay. Like, he brings, to me, he brings rappers back to their first album. Whatever feeling, wherever they was at in their first album, to me, like, that brother just brings artists right back to that. So I'm definitely, like, not did it for me, but I definitely want, you know, I want a chance to rock with Alchemist. And it's also, you know, it's newer cats that I'm definitely, like, down to rock with, too. But more music.
You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong with Alchemist. He just dropped Step Brothers, actually, with Evidence, originally from Dilated Peoples, and that album was just crazy.
That's what I'm saying. He just makes magic. I'm like, yeah, and it's crazy because he's not even like, you know, he's not even like that commercial dude like that. But every album that he makes with people, it really, like, to me, be their best album.
I'm waiting
for Eminem and Alchemist to do one together. I want the old Slim Shady.
You think that would really happen, though, honestly? There's a lot of politics in that. We had Terrible T on the line, and she just dropped out. I was about to bring her in, so hopefully she calls right back. But do you think that Alchemist and Eminem would actually go down?
I mean, Alchemist is his DJ. I don't see why it couldn't happen. I think Eminem is in a position to do what he want to do. He just, you know, he just got to take that risk. Like, you know, Jay-Z will dibble and dabble with it. He'll do a Death of Auto Tunes every now and again, or you know, him and Kanye do the did the Otis joint, and it's like they'll do it, but then they go back to their, you know, they go back to their mainstream selves. And I just wish somebody in that, you know, at that level would just do it, just like commit to it, and things like that will make a difference. I mean, I won't say it'll change the game or anything like that, but as soon as somebody like a Jay-Z makes a record called Death of Auto Tunes, now you got people feeling some type of way using auto tunes in the studio. So
we definitely got another special guest in the house. Lady Luck, you rocking with us? Lady Luck. Yo, Lady Luck, you rocking? We're gonna try to mic her up on the back lines right there. You know what I'm saying? But no, I definitely feel you on the Alchemist thing. You said it takes you back to the first album. I love that you said that.
Yo, Prodigy sound like 1995 right now, working with Alchemist.
Absolutely. So we're going to go some more of these fans, and we're going to mic up Lady Luck in the background real quick. Definitely. I mean, the support right now from all these people and the fans is just crazy. I mean, this was definitely a legendary, legendary night. So we're going to go to... Man, all these area codes, everyone been holding. Let me see if we got Lady Luck real quick before we go to the fans. 347 Lady Luck, can you hear us?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Well, that's we're here.
Yeah, everybody here. So then I'm gonna go to the next caller, and I'm gonna conference with that number. I'm gonna go to the 724. Ladies first. What's happening, Doppel Radio?
Yo, what's good, man? How's everybody doing tonight?
Hi, how are you?
Bless.
Hey.
Good. And that's what's up, man. Don't be scared, motherfucker. I got a question for all of you tonight, man. I know y'all kind of already answered the question, but how do y'all feel about, like, the state of the rap game, like, as of right now? Like, not just, like, just for the whole scope of things. Like, how do you think it's going to go out, like, in the next couple of years?
Let's start with Marvelous.
I think the future is looking bright, you know, because it's a lot of people, it's a lot of real strong individuals out there, you know, as far as real MCs that's still rocking, and I think that that's what's going to bring it back to where it should be, because the media is in control of everything, you know. So what we're hearing and what our kids is hearing and what everybody else is hearing is being controlled by the media. So I don't know. You know, like I said, I'm so in love with the independent movement. I can say what the hell I want to say. You know what I'm saying? My grind, my money I got coming in is going to depend on my grind. So I just,
yeah.
You know. I'm just trying to unite with everybody that's pushing hard, that's dope, and that's doing their thing, so we can bring back, you know, the real essence of this shit. But I think it's looking pretty bright right now.
Yeah, it's looking bright now. Paula, I'm gonna go to you. Where do you see it off of my man's question?
I mean, listening to the radio is definitely male dominated. You know, you hear a lot of guy songs on opposed to females, and it's definitely being watered down or turned to hip hop. You know, it's a mixture of hip hop and pop mixed together. So I really can't tell you what's the future of hip hop, but I know if there can be an opportunity for some of the doper MCs that, you know, remind you of that 90s era and give you that feeling, if they have a chance to come out there, then yeah, it could be bright. But other than that, as far as it going now and listening to the radio and stuff like that, I can't really tell you. I don't know.
Charlie, how do you feel?
I mean, I feel like it's kind of all over the place, you know, and in so many different sources where you can get your music from. So it really, I don't feel like he said, what is it going to be like in the next few years? I mean, it's probably going to be just a bigger diversity of what it is now, which is music that's just kind of all over the place, and you just kind of have to pick and choose, but, you know, what your format is, if you like more lyrics and things of that sort. I still feel like in the next few years, the independent route and the more underground, you know, artists are where it's going to be at, as opposed to the stuff that they play on the radio, because obviously they play the same thing over and over again. So,
right.
There's never going to be diversity there.
Now, before I go to Sweet real quick, and then I'll go to Rob, but because of the independence coming back in that sound, doesn't that start taking over the airwaves? Because, you know, I remember that, like, if we take a Wu-Tang,
there's a lot of politics
in
radio, you know, so not necessarily.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing either, because I really don't listen to the radio. So, you know, like I said, there's so many different places you can get your music from. You know, you really don't have to listen to the radio anymore. You know, back in the 90s, you kind of was forced to have to listen to it, or, you know, and even still, they were still playing the same 10, 11 records over and over and over again, and just, you know, oversaturating the airwaves with the same thing. But I feel like it, like, you know, you have your computer, you have your, you know, so many different web bases, and just there's so many underground artists at this point where you could just pretty much pick and choose who you want to listen to, you know. So I don't think that it's going to change any sort of state of hip hop. I think hip hop is just going to continue to expand.
Yeah,
in the way that it has been.
Yeah, I agree. Sweet, how do you feel?
I'm going to piggyback off of what was just said because I agree. I don't listen to the radio. It's kind of hard to listen to the radio, what's being played, and it is repetitive. There has been no change, even though the song may be different. The artist may be different. The sound is the same. So with that being said, I still think, on the flip side, it is bright. I mean, it's an opportunity for those that were popular and had the dope sounds back in the 90s, late 80s or whatever, to come back and make it what they want to see it, make it how they want it to be. So it's open for whoever is interested right now in making a mark. So, yes, you have your underground. You have those that are, you know, popular and played on the radio, but it's nobody. It doesn't belong to any one artist. So I think that's why it's open and still bright, and we can make it what we want it to be. We can take it back.
Absolutely, absolutely. Bob, where do you feel it's going?
I get a little concerned about the messages that's coming out with the music because, I do firmly believe in, you know, that hip-hop was created and designed to teach and empower the inner-city youth. Like, this is how we taught our, you know, our urban kids when they weren't, you know, when they have dysfunctional homes and they're not really listening to teachers and respecting authority, they listen to hip-hop and they learn from hip-hop. And once upon a time, you know, you had artists, you know, giving messages to the kids. You know, we had KRS making Black Cop. Like, there was just more of a social awareness with music. You know, white, take it all the way back to White Line, you know, telling people, you know, warning people that crack is flooding, you know, the white horse is getting ready to infiltrate the hood. Like, we did that with music, where I feel like now the kids listening to music have this false sense of reality where, like, you ain't shit if you can't, you know, if you don't have a Maybach or you can't buy out the bar. It's creating, and this is like me witnessing firsthand with all of the work that I do in the inner city, like these messages, like everything is, I hate to blame rap music, but a lot of the problems that are going on in the community are a trickle-down effect from music. You got these kids, they don't give a shit about finishing high school. They feel like whoever can't play ball is going to rap. And that's how, you know, and that's all they're worrying about for the future.
Well, why
nobody's
not? You can have a home studio. You don't even have to know how to do music to download Fruity Loops for free and do a beat, by the way. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I feel like everybody, you know, everybody thinks they can do it now. There's no more exclusivity with it. And, you know, I'm all for everybody having a dream, but I feel like, you know, the people that, you know, don't need to be MCing, need to be, like, I don't know, paying more attention in school or something, but everybody, it just seems like it's everybody's game now, and it's, you know, which bringing me back to the very first statement I made, and, you know, and not to disrespect the Macklemores or people like that, but I feel like there's people like Talib Kweli and artists that convey those same messages, but they get swept under the rug. But we give up, you know, we'll take a little girl from New Zealand to come along. How many rappers done said, we tired of hearing about Maybachs, we tired of hearing about this, that, and the third. Like, rappers say that all day, but they're considered haters, they're considered underground. But, you know, but a little girl come from New Zealand and, like, she'll get a Grammy for saying that. Like, she's saying something so new and so inspiring. Like, no, these people are saying the same thing that, you know, artists have been saying, but we don't get those accolades.
I've noticed something though, y'all, that older rap, like the boom bap or the golden era, whatever, you know, they want to make it or call it, should I say, it has all become underground rap now.
Exactly.
Oddly enough. I mean, for real, oddly enough. And it's amazing. I'm going to go real quick. So I got a 530 Dapple Radio Ladies First Edition. What's happening? Hello.
Hello.
How you doing? Who are you speaking with?
Brown Sugar. Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm calling in from Sacramento, California, representing this Sacramento Queens movement, bringing all the ladies together, and I had to call in and say something because y'all sounded so good and hitting on so many real aspects of real hip-hop and what I grew up in, and, you know, I also mentor children, and it's just, you know, a damn shame what's going on right now because music has so much power. And it seems like as artists, we don't lost the most artists have lost the aspect of that. And I'm happy to hear this right now with the ladies trying to bring that back where it should have never got away from.
I really agree. And I know they do as well. And you look, you know, I'll let the ladies comment on this, but again, y'all, we're making history right now. What you guys are touching on is so valid and so relevant and so true to the art that needs to happen now that it can't be, you know, it can't be ignored.
Gotcha. Yeah, is Rod Digger still on the line?
Yeah, I got Rod, definitely. I got Rod. Let me go ahead and get him my
Rod Digger, you are so just slept. Oh, man, Rod Digger is the shit. I love that shit right there, yo.
Thanks, sis. I appreciate it.
You super dope. You're one of my favorite rappers from the East. So it's my pleasure, you know, to speak with you ladies and to hear y'all politicking on this type of aspect. Because me and Marvelous, we talk about these same things all the time. You know, I'm happy to see it's global.
No doubt.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So definitely we're going to hit some more of these callers and definitely, you know, let people chime in because it really has been a revolutionary conversation. I'm going to go back to the 347. Here we go, 347, you there?
Yeah.
What's happening? Hello? Dial 4 Radio, what's good with you?
Ain't nothing, man. I've been on hold for freaking all day, man. My battery about to die, man. What's up with y'all? What's up with the ladies?
Woo!
Peace to the ladies. Peace to the ladies. Word up. I've been on hold. What's up, Pete Perry? What's up?
What's up?
Digger. Last name, Rashia. Why? Yeah. What's up? What's up with everybody? Charlie Baltimore, what's up with you, man? You already know what it is, man. Brooklyn in the building, man. I've been on hold for so long, you know, a lot of things. I've been hearing a lot of conversations and everything like that. So it's like my mind been going all around the world. But I like to say I salute y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm in a tear mode right now. You know what I mean? Because it's like real talk. I talked to my cousin Paula a lot about a lot of female artists, MC Light. You know what I mean? I've been running around with Sweet Tea. You know what I mean? She got music that's supposed to be popping, and you know, a lot of things that's happening with the game. The game is twisted. You feel me? And it's like it takes real women like Lady of Rage and you know, so far on that I could speak on, but I'm not gonna speak on that. You know what I mean? Because it's not the time for all that. But I really salute y'all, man, and I want to see y'all back. You know, it ain't about what you put out; it's how you put it out. You see, because the DJs is artists now. You know what I mean? And it's like they're not playing real music. They playing the music that they cater to for the youth. You know, so it's like the youth is making the music, not the producers or the people behind the mic. It's the way the DJ set it out. You know what I mean? And I'm tired of hearing all this riffraff shit. The shit is corny to me. I'm still ski-mashing it up with 40 Belows. That's how I live, you know what I mean? So I really salute y'all, and I want to see y'all back, man. For real, I really want to see that music back, you know. And I know y'all still got it in y'all. I don't want y'all to think that y'all don't, because I know y'all do. And I will promote y'all like fucking crack juice. You mean? No, I'm saying. Real talk,
I'm still,
you know,
stuck,
I mean,
on the ski mask and the 40 below, see?
Feel me? You know, I know y'all had the MC Light, you know what I mean? Like, yo, y'all don't even know, man. Like, I just told my cuz, like, there's a lot of motherfuckers talking about ghostlighting, right? I let some females ghostlight for me and kick niggas' ass, because females be harder than niggas. Real talk.
Yeah, we are.
But, you know what I mean? But it's like the nigga don't want to put y'all out. Because y'all better than them. You feel me? So I congratulate y'all. I congratulate y'all, you know. And I salute y'all. And I want y'all to do y'all thing, man. Y'all ain't, the streets love y'all. Y'all just got to get back in the streets and do what y'all do. You know what I mean?
It's hard as we grow. You know, we're mothers. It's a lot of factors involved.
I know. I understand. I'm not. It was a while ago. I was with Smith & Wesson and you did a show. I was hyped. You know what I mean? So I was up on a balcony with y'all, which you.
Oh wait,
Smith,
you talking
West,
about,
you know,
in Germany?
No, nah, not that one. No, it wasn't. It was in Manhattan.
Oh, the Hammerstein. I know. I just don't know.
Yeah, true. I was
true,
happy
true.
To see you when you came out, and I was looking at you like, she still got that. She still got it. You know. But all y'all, I mean, Charlie, you know, MC Light, you know, she, you know, I mean, there's so much I could say, just that I can't even say it right now because I'm stumbling over my own words because I'm still struck on y'all on the radio right now, all y'all together, you know what I'm saying? I got the text. I do an open mic series every day, every Tuesday. It's called TNT Tuesday, Truth and Talent, Talent and Truth. And I just had some females singing, females coming through and rapping. And it don't sound nothing like how y'all was rapping. Nothing. You know what I mean? So it's like everybody on this, I ain't going to go there.
I
ain't even going to go there. But like
don't
I said,
say.
Man, I'm not going to even go there. I salute y'all, man. I really salute y'all. And matter of fact, I'm about to have my peoples right now say hello to all y'all right now. Watch right now. Hold on. Yo, do me a favor. Hold on. Nah.
Keep asking 40 below, y'all. Ladies and gentlemen.
That's my cousin E. That nigga's a firecracker.
No, I mean, and I'm in the club. I want everybody to say hello to y'all. I'm in the club. I don't play no games. I ain't playing.
I can't.
You know what I mean? Y'all got me hyped. Had me on hold for shit.
Hey, man, there's a lot of people on hold, though, man. Everybody's dying to talk to
you.
I
understand that. And I appreciate you having all these ladies on your line, on your radio station, man. That's a blessing, man. You know what I'm saying? Is a real blessing, man.
I appreciate you rocking with us. Homie, for real.
Oh, and Charlie, are you there, Charlie?
I'm here.
Yeah, man, that's a blessing, you know. And let me tell you something, man. Working with the RZA is a blessing. You hear me? That's the big cousin. You feel me? And it's
most
real,
definitely.
Man. Rest in peace to ODB, my cousin. You know what I mean? Ace on Unique. You know what I mean? But it's like, yo, ain't nothing compared to what's going on right now. The industry is real fucked up. You know what I mean? And it's like it's hard for us to even try to grind the way we used to grind. Remember the picket sticks? Remember you had your shit on a picket joint running around with the T-shirt on? Motherfuckers had skates and shit. You remember that back in the days?
Street King.
It's not even like that no more.
No street. But we appreciate you. You basically voted down this street team right now, homie. We just have a different platform, and it's on these radio waves. So salute you, my G.
Yeah, and I thank you for having me on hold for all this goddamn time. Oh. But I waited. I'm going
to
put my phone on the charger.
Salute to you.
Know what I mean? Salute to y'all.
Absolutely.
Salute to the ladies, man. Salute to the ladies. Peace to the queens.
Thank
all
you.
Right?
Absolutely.
All right.
Love Allah.
And I got to give a salute, look, to all the things that we happened, and I'm so, like, pissed right now, too. The show was beautiful, but Lady Luck, MC Light, and Terrible T called up, and we couldn't catch up with them on the phone lines, and that's just tragic to me. But we still had a great show. I'm not taking anything from y'all ladies, but I was trying to have it, you know what I'm saying, just so crazy that I would have loved all their inputs and everything, but it's still a great show, and we're still rocking out, and I appreciate you rocking out. But big salute to them because this show's dedicated to them as well, even though, you know, we didn't get to hear their voice. You know what I mean?
But can I interject? I'm sorry. This is Sweet LD. And so Terrible T, because she couldn't get through, she texted me and asked me to say to Charlie Baltimore and to Rodriguez that she's, like, in love with y'all, and so she wanted to send you guys a hug through the text. So I'm giving y'all that verbal hug from Terrible T. And then just from me, you know, honestly, I know that Terrible T and myself, we are not on the level that you ladies are, but we still appreciate the fact that just as females, we were in the hip-hop industry, you know, and part of that era back then. So I appreciate what you guys have brought, of course, to the industry. And just being on the line with you guys means a lot to me as well. So, you know, that's a blessing for me to be able to communicate with you all right now.
Thank
so
you.
That's all I'm going to say. But, you know, just from us, we love you guys.
But and before they come in, though, I mean, Sweet, I appreciate you being on my show because, you know, you say you're not on this level of this and that, but, you know, I grew up in the West Coast. You are on a pretty big level over here. And
yes, sir.
What you guys did in the West Coast actually spread worldwide. So, you know, pat yourself on the back a little bit because there's a reason you're here, too. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, all you guys are legends. All you guys are pioneers. All you ladies are a foundation of what's happening, you know, in this future. And that's why I do this on Dipol Radio. You know what I'm saying? So definitely before people, I'm going to let a few more fans get at you, and then you ladies have given us such a gracious time. This has been a crazy show. You know, I'm going to let you guys enjoy your night. I'm going to go to a 562-644 Dipol Radio. Man, we with a bunch of MCs right now. Where you at?
Hey, this is Downey, California, sir. Downey, California.
Hey, Callie. Hey.
All day. Hey, yo. To Dire Lansky and the legendary hip-hop females on the line with Die For Radio. What's good? This is Killer Ron from the world-famous Drodian Podcast.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, first shameless plug to 13 Ghost and shameless plug to Crack Juice. Hey, the dude on the line with Bananas, man, I got some good stuff to clip on this show and put on my podcast show, man. Die For Radio all day.
Awesome.
That's what's up. We got Killer Ron in the house. Killer Ron, you always know you're supported. You got a question for any of these ladies we have before we go to some more callers?
No, I'm just living in the moment, man. I'm going to clip everything, and I'm going to shamelessly promote it on my show. For the record, I'm the OG of shameless promotion right here. OG of shameless promotion.
Hey, you know what? And I'm gonna go to a caller. Obviously, Killer Ron, we appreciate you. But ladies, I mean, for real, it's not easy, especially, you know, East Coast, West Coast times and everything, for y'all to get on the line, rock out like you've done, and knowing that it's not just an interview on you and you and you. I mean, you guys have you know, definitely come together even to do this interview. And salute to y'all again. Forget the music y'all done. Y'all came together this shit to where, you know, no selfishness, no nothing. Y'all came like, this is a lady's first night. And that's huge.
I think I'm actually gonna get ready to get out of here. But in closing, I wanna say to everybody, this is Digga, that I love all of y'all. I feel like we all have the same. We're in different spaces, but at the end of the day, we all have the same story. You know, we all come from a place where we knew going into this business that it wasn't going to be easy. And I think everybody managed to accomplish and persevere in their own way. And, you know, your measure of success is us being able to be on the phone right now together. Like, look, I went through this, that, and the third, but I'm here. I made it. And you know, even sis on the phone saying she ain't on the level with us. Like, what? I grew up listening. Like, what? Like, what do you mean? You know, I grew up rocking the old shit. Like, it's people, you know, people don't realize how much inspiration we draw off of each other. It's like, yeah, you know, people look up to me like I look up to the next one. You know, there's things that I get from Charlie. There's things that I get from Luck. There's things that I get from 357. I think we all, you know, I think we all draw strength from each other. And as long as it's like that, I think female, you know, the female element in hip hop will always reign supreme. And besides, after the guys fuck up the game, you know, it's gonna be up to us to pick up the pieces anyway. So with saying that, I wanna thank everybody for, you know, allowing me to jump on the call.
Over here, came over here, but I'm trying to listen to the All Lady Show with Marvelous. Hello?
Yes.
Am I on the line? Oh, okay, I thought I was on the line.
Wait, and somebody new coming on? I'm signing off. Wait, who's this coming on?
Hey, I didn't mic anybody else in. Who we rocking with?
Oh, this is my better. Did I make it through? Hello?
916, you rocking?
Yes, ladies first. Ladies, I've been at home like a patient soldier. I'm like karaoke, like, hold on, I got to finish this until maybe first. Hold on, we got Marvin, we got my nigga, we got Charlie Baltimore. This is so epic. I thank you guys for doing this. It's hip-hop in the building. I'm so excited, I don't even know what to do. Marvelous. I love you, West Coast. So,
I already know.
I love, East Coast, West Coast, I'm hip-hop and bred, but I got to give that to my sister. We West Coast and bred. So, please. If you can you give us a little bit about your experience when you, you know, met Tupac? And, you know, I'm just so excited. I have, like, across the board, what is the definition of a great artist? A hip-hop, one that says that they're a hip-hop artist. But first, Marvelous, how was your experience with Tupac? And the rest of the ladies, what makes that dope artist? You know, female artist, no gender, just bars, you know what I mean? Just lyrics. What makes that person dope?
Well, shit, as far as rocking with Tupac, man, you know, he was just fucking dope. It was all gas, no brakes. You couldn't get in there and play. He was very charismatic, and he had a beautiful spirit, you know, and it was just a blessing to get in there and rock with him. It was like, you know, that for the people that know my old school shit, that was one of the things that I wanted to do was I want to rock with Pac. So I was able to accomplish that, so it was beautiful. It was a blessing, man, and it was dope. We did a dope song, and shit, it was crazy. It was crazy. Definitely a blessing, though.
All right, that's dopeness, West Coast style. But, you know, to the ladies, I love everybody. I go back with the MC that I remember standing in front of the TV, yo, MTV Rap, and I'm saying, you know, I'm light as a rock. You what? Yo, LT. I'm as light as a rock. And just really growing up on the hip-hop, I love all you ladies. I am extremely excited. This is epic. This is dope, and I just wanted to bring it back to the ladies. I don't want to hear how no fellas. I want to hear how the ladies feel about the female coming up. What makes that artist a true hip-hop? How can they define themselves as hip-hop? Across the board, whoever want to jump in, please, I'm so honest. You can just make it through the line.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you rocking with us and holding. Like I said, you already know the excitement you have. There was 1,000 other people that are on the line to do it. So apologize to people that didn't get through or haven't got through yet. Paula Perry, I got to go back to you, and I'm going to go to Charlie definitely because y'all been rocking out. You know, give these fans and everything some last words. Y'all been rocking with us so crazy. This was epic. You know, give these callers some last words.
Basically, what Homegirl just said, what makes a dope female artist to me or artist is originality. You know, be yourself. Be true to the game. Be true to what you want to do. Don't be like everybody else. People can see that. People can feel that passion. Have the passion for it. And don't just do it just because. Be patient and get a good lawyer. Any upcoming artist, you know, just have that paperwork tight.
That's the best advice you can get. That's the best advice you can get right there is get a good lawyer.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and pay attention. Learn other things. Don't just learn how to get in the studio and rap. Learn how to work that board. Learn how to engineer. Just, you know, pay attention to all works. Learn how to do your own artwork. You know, stuff like that. You know, just learn all trades in this business.
Now, actually, I had someone chime in real quick before we get to Charlie. I got 919. Ladies first, how you feel about Dr. Radio right now, 919?
History in the making, you.
Queens in the house, my man, Mr. Raw.
No doubt we got Queens in the building via North Carolina. I'm sitting here just in awe of all the unity in the phone right now, and that's just what we need in the game as far as the women's sector goes because, you know, it's been said many times before and said again, you know, there's strength in numbers, and I love when I see all the wonderful, talented women that can put aside egos and don't, you know, can put aside marking their territories and put it down and just get on there and spit them straight bars of crack that make my face crinkle up like I smell onions and just go, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what the ladies do, and I love that. So I salute all the ladies on the line and just, you know, keep bringing that thing that made me love it from the age of, Yeah, because I ain't going to tell you my age. But, you know, back in those days, I love hip-hop, and I ain't going to stop loving hip-hop until I drop. So, you know, if you love it too, no matter what age you are and what you're doing, just keep up the great work and just keep pursuing it and keep giving some young kids out there something to look forward to and let them know their history.
That's what's up. Going on to, that's my man, Mr. Raw, Queens in the house all day, definitely doing it. Charlie, definitely give these people some last words. This has been an epic show, am I right? I mean, this has been crazy.
I just want to say thank you to all the, you know, ladies that's on the line. And I really got a lot of good, you know, insightful information from everybody that I've been listening to all night. And, you know, I respect y'all. And, you know, I just think it's a matter of, you know, people have a tendency to feel like women in the game are just catty against each other, and it's not like that for the most part. You know, for the most part, it is a, you know, a united thing, and even though we may not all know each other, we all respect what we, you know, bring to the table and bring to the game. So I just want to say thank you to everybody that's on the line, and thanks for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
Oh, that's no problem. I mean, look, I couldn't wait for the opportunity to do this. I'm a hip-hop fan, and hip-hop has no colors, has no, you know, prejudices, anything. You know, it's real. Like you guys talked about, I mean, you guys touched on that at the very beginning of the show. You know what I'm saying? So at that same time, we salute you guys like everybody else has done. So Charlie Baltimore, man, I just appreciate you immensely. Paula Perry, you know, and we definitely going to go to Marvelous right now, but you guys rocked us out, you know, with us all show. I mean, it was ladies' night, it was history, it was epic, and everything we did right now.
And thank you for having us. Thank you for having me.
We gave it great on hip-hop right now, y'all. I mean, you understand what we just did right now because you can listen to this replay, and we definitely have, you know, here at Dial4 Radio, people to go download these episodes and listen to it, and people are going to be enlightened and moved. And not only that, willing to do the knowledge of this hip-hop and be like, yo, this is crazy what just happened right now. You know what I'm saying? Marvelous. some last words from you.
Man, I just want to say, you know, salute to all the queens that was on the line tonight. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, we all we got. You know what I mean? And, shit, man, everybody stay active, stay working, stay prayed up, stay blessed, stay focused, stay on your grind, man. And it has been a pleasure to be on the line with so many different dope MCs. And, oh, come on, man, who didn't grow up on 357? Are you fucking kidding me, yo? I was in the middle right around the corner from the bay, you dig? So don't get it twisted. I have a little outfit with the, you know what I mean, the biker shorts and the whole joint. So, yeah, everybody that was on the line brought they own, you know, element to this table, round table that we're having right now, per se. And it's been a beautiful night, man, y'all. And I appreciate y'all, and I salute all you ladies, queens. No doubt.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a pleasure. It was a pleasure.
And sweet. That's, you know, definitely tell these people what time it is. And look, just like I told you, you know, y'all deserve to be here. So, you know, this is why, you know, we put this together, because you're part of that foundation. So, you know, definitely give your shout out to these people, because the support tonight has been so missed. And I'll have to tell you again, big apologies. I can't even say enough apologies that we didn't get Lady Luck and you know what I'm saying, MC Light and Terrible T on the line, you know what I'm saying? But everybody was blowing up the lines, and it just happened that way, and it's just an unfortunate business in this live atmosphere that we're at. But definitely, sweet, give the shout-outs and definitely tell these people what time it is.
Hello?
You still there, sweet?
I could go. Oh, you want us to get some shout-outs?
Yeah, give your last shout-outs.
All right, yo, I want to shout-out my boy Kyle, my cuz E-Money, my cuz July, everybody that tuned in, my boy Chico Del Vec. We're working on that new Biggie Smalls movie coming up with, like, the original people, you know. Just everybody.
I like that. That's what's up. But, you know, again, this was an epic night. This was definitely something that needed to be done, and I hope we can, you know, continue to make a movement with y'all, because, again, y'all are pioneers. This is the way radio is supposed to be done. This is the way music is supposed to be done. This is the way hip-hop
That's right.
is supposed to be done. This is the way
Excuse
MC
me,
talks.
I have my sister here. I have to give her a shout-out, too. She said I didn't shout out her. Shout out to my big sister Sandra and my other sisters Nicole, my mom, and everybody. Like, oh, you forgot me. Okay, I got you.
Absolutely. But, you know, big shout out. I'm gonna play some music right now, and if everybody wants to rock out, they obviously can. But since we have Ron Diggit called up, and again, I was just blessed, and it was a pleasure to have her on my show, you know, towards the end of part of last year. And she called up out of pure just knowing about it. So big shout out to Ron. Because
that's the set.
I mean, it just makes it. So I'm gonna play this Earrings off, and then we can come back to some more music. What's better? We're here for hip hop. Die for radio. Ladies first. Come on.
CQ time is over. I'm about to roll up my sleeves on these bitches. Small talk, y'all walk that away. Baby, don't cry, Layla, have
the way it goes down. We still got Paula Perry in the house rocking with us the way it goes. I mean, what a
yeah, I had to hear that Rod Digger song. My computer going slow because so the thing keep buffing, so, you know.
Hey, you know, what's crazy is, too, is, you know, again, I've mentioned it a bunch of times. She, you know, I was blessed to have her on the show, but she got some, like, tweets and, like, some kind of text that was a tweet and was like, oh, yeah, I got to call up. So that was,
yeah.
You know, a good look from her, you know what I'm saying? And we still got, you know what I'm saying, 357 in the house, Oak Towns, in the house. I mean, that's the way it goes. But that was a good look. You know, Raw calling up, and you know, it just shows you where music is right now, and the people that matter most to this music are the ones that are supporting, period, point blank.
Yep.
And y'all are still here, and that's it speaks for itself. You feel me?
Yeah. Yeah.
It definitely
exactly.
does. It definitely does. So I have to give y'all just, you know, immense props just for being you in this day and age. And that goes a long way right now. You guys got to understand that, and I'm sure you do. It's tough to see people just really being them nowadays.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely, definitely.
Sweet, you still there with us?
Well,
we might be on mute, but go ahead, Paula.
I tried to get, I sent Precious Paris a tweet. What do you think about her? She's the new female signed to G-Unit.
You know what? I just started seeing about her, to tell you the truth.
Yeah?
I just
okay.
Send me some of her music.
Okay.
If you can.
Will do.
I'll send you an email. I got your information. I'll do my research, too, but send me some of her stuff. I haven't really done the knowledge like I should.
Mm-hmm.
To say the truth, I've been, you know, even though I'm a fan of you guys since day one, I've been reading up on y'all for like 2 weeks now. I mean, to tell you the truth. You still talk to Master Ace and everything?
No, I haven't spoken to Ace in years.
Okay. I'm not trying to bring up anything like that. Just curious, just because, you know, I was raised to it. You know what I'm saying? So, Just curious in that sense, but you know, the hip hop wise, you're still so relevant. I'm telling you, even though that track older, you know, definitely gets it in. We actually had a caller that wants to chop it up with you too. We got actually a couple more since you rock with us, Paula. 562. It's actually my man Sneak Rothstein. He's my host Saturday nights on Die For Radio. You live with Paula Perry. Sneak Rothstein, what's up?
Yo, just rocking out, man. You know what I'm saying? Enjoying the show and enjoying the dialogue. How you doing, Miss Perry?
I'm fine. Hanging in there.
That's what's up. Yeah, I don't really got no questions, man. I was just enjoying the dialogue and you know, peeping out the show. Man, much respect to all the ladies that came through. You know what I'm saying? Sorry we couldn't get MC Light, Lady Luck, but it's all good. You know what I'm saying? We still have a nice little cast of females, you know what I'm saying, coming through and, you know, gracing the platform here at Die For Radio. I appreciate
yep,
it. Much love.
Definitely. We appreciate you. I mean, this is stuff that we need to keep us relevant, you know?
Definitely. We're going to do everything in our power, you know, to make that happen. But, matter of fact, I do have a question. So what videos have you directed? Because I was – you know, skimming through your Twitter, and I seen that you do videos.
Yeah, basically for a lot of people, you know, in Brooklyn, a lot of guys want to come up, females and stuff like that. I've actually shot like over 100 in 1 year at one point by myself with one camera.
Wow, that's
so
what's up.
You know, basically the up and coming artists, the Brooklyn heads, you know, just like Rod Digger said, I wear a lot of belts too. It's like, you know, they expect me to be management. You know, I had to come down to Virginia for a while just to get my mind right. But once I get back, I'm going to have my hands in a whole lot of stuff.
Most definitely, as you should, you know, because, you know, you've been in the game long enough, you know, for people to respect it and know the name. So it shouldn't be nothing for you to, you know, come back and reassert yourself, you know what I'm saying, in the New York scene.
Yeah. Thanks.
You know, I would have to say something, too. I would have to say something. I got a lot of instant messages, whether Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, and a lot of people were asking about you, Paula. Like, I'll be
really?
Here from Paula. What's that? I mean, really? Like, really? And what was crazy, I was like, I know. Isn't that crazy we have on the show? And you have people like MC Light. And, you know, and again, a thousand apologies. Are you kidding me? I'm like, choking myself right now almost, you know, for whatever happened. But you got to understand, these phone lines were blowing up to
yeah,
where it was
crazy.
Almost crazy for internet radio. You know what I'm saying? Like, we right here setting precedences that nobody else has done. And
yeah.
So in the limelight of it for what we're doing, and that's why I say in limelight, you know, sometimes stuff happens. And I want to, you know, MC Light obviously got something to say. Lady Luck obviously got something to say. Terrible T obviously got something to say. And look at what, you know what I'm saying, Sweet said. You know, oh, well, we're not in the caliber of y'all. And everybody, even Raw, was like, what? Are you kidding me? Like, I
That's
didn't
right.
go to 357. I mean, y'all are here for a reason. And
right.
because of y'all, I'm here for a reason. I mean,
right.
and that's some real shit. That's some real shit. So, I mean, for me, tonight was just so epic. And I just, like, I'm going to have to make it up to Light. You know, big shout-out to Todd Davis. Because I know, you know, he helps me a lot with what we got going right now, and Lady Luck and Terrible T, and it just happened like that. But it was I have to say, y'all got more support than any dude I've had on the show, and I have three
wow.
to four guests a night, and I've had the caliber of guests from EPMD, well, not EPMD, but PMD to, you know, West Coast Cocaine, to Helter Skelter, to Smith & Wesson, to, I mean, you name it. I've had these people on here, and I've never seen a response like I got from this ladies' night.
Wow.
And I'm going to go real
wow.
quick to my homie from K-Day real quick, because he's still rocking with us. He's been rocking with us all night. Homie, you still there rocking
Yeah, hello?
With us? Yo,
yeah,
yo. I'm going to bring you back on the line, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yo. You know, I work at K-Day, and I used to work with Ron G in New York. I actually got under him and started doing mixtapes as an experiment, and I started building my relationship with artists. So what I would like to do with you, and that that's where I was going with it, is I would like to start a movement. I just dropped my first tape in 7 years on Sunday. I got Haystack, who's on Def Jam, Fess Taylor, Bun B is on it. Yeah, he's on there. I'm doing promo for him. I'm
wow.
doing promo.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing. And I'm set up, like you said, about the independent. I'm doing my own graphics for the tapes. And, you know, I'm basically looking to get the sponsorships. I got my relationships with a lot of people through K-Day. So I'm looking to get it. I'm looking to make some moves. So if you guys are interested, let's make something happen.
Okay. Well, you said you're looking for sponsors?
Well, I mean, I'm looking. Basically, I had to just set up the platform. But,
right.
you know, like I have access to promoters and clothing lines and stuff like that because, you know, I work at K-Day, I work at the station. So,
mm-hmm.
basically, I just want to put we have to put the projects together, you know, like see, like, you know, start putting stuff together where we can, I guess, with this formal movement, you know, get the females, get you, Charlie, you know, we just put, like, mixtapes together and just drop them on, you know, get them privately. And that's the way I'm promoting. I'm promoting on Facebook and Twitter, and I'm going to press this one up. This is the one I did 2014 show, and I just dropped it on Sunday, so I'm pressing that up, and I have a meeting with Haystack's manager this week, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of these people have deals, and, you know, they work there signed, and the majority of the people that I ever promo had deals. Like Trey the Truth, he was signed to before he got signed to T.I., he was signed to Asylum over there with Rap-A-Lot.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
So what I do,
because I agree with your boy. The game is dry, man. The DJ, he touched it. That's where I was getting at with it. The DJs. It's the clues, they tired. You know what I'm saying? We need something fresh, and I'm ready. You know what I'm saying? I have it. I'm really getting back to where I was with the enjoyment when you were putting out records, calling and all that. I was into it. I was a fan of the music, but then it got to a point where things started to change, and I started getting depressed. But I had to get out of that, and I enjoy the game. I mean, I understand it's hard. It's a lot to it, but at the same time, I'm enjoying. I'm getting excited about what I'm doing. You know, and that's a good feeling.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Yeah, it's a good feeling, and definitely, I'll get the homies' information to you, Paula, too. To network off $4 information. I talked to him earlier, and he talked about some good things. So it's worth, checking into it and definitely, doing what you got to do as far as that goes. While we have you on the line, though, I'm going to go just a couple more callers, and we about to be out here, but I know July is still wrecking it. What's happening? How'd you feel about tonight?
Who, are you talking to me?
757, my homegirl July. What's happening with you? July, you rocking with us?
She must not be there.
She might be on mute. I'm going to go back to my girl Duchess real quick. Duchess, you rocking with us?
Yes, sir. I'm right here. I'm right here.
Ooh, I knew you were there. So, as a female MC, and July, you still rocking with us? You there, too? She might be with us in a minute if she hears us. But, Justice, how do you feel about tonight, especially as an MC? I didn't make this a female MC night. It was ladies first. Tribute to MCs. How do you feel about tonight? It's pretty epic.
I definitely would have to agree. I think it was extraordinary to hear all of the best, that came before me, and, so many of them is why I do what I do. So definitely this was, you've had some great shows, but wow. This was absolutely crazy. I want to shout out to the ladies again, for doing their thing and, still doing it. It's not an easy thing, so definitely shout out to them.
Thank you, and shout out to you too, and you keep doing what you're doing.
But I want to be clear for a second, Dot. Is this lady I'm speaking to right now from 357? Is that right? Or am I wrong?
No. We talking about Paula Perry.
Oh my God! How is this? Oh my goodness! How are
What's
you? Up? I missed that. Since you was here, I'm in and out. I'm so sorry. How are you?
I'm fine.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I've been listening all night. I've been hearing Paula, but I didn't hear the last name. So I just want to, salute you, sis, and thank you so much for, making this platform for us, lady. It's not easy. I just want to ask you a question. What do you say about, in this game, it's hard. It's controlled by men, as far as I'm concerned, in a lot of different ways. So what do you say that we should continue to do as women trying to continue in this struggle to, kind of make it easier for ourselves to go against these men when it comes to, these bars?
Stay persistent, just stay persistent, keep doing it. The barrier's got to break one day.
Yeah.
And I think until maybe a lady with power, or like a Sylvia Rome, if she was to speak up for some of these female artists and give us a platform to come back out and the new artists as far as females and without all the poppy stuff, just taking it back to the original form of music of hip-hop, I think we can definitely stand a chance, but a woman has to be in a bigger power some kind of way, in my opinion.
And then I want to ask one more question, Don, and I'm going to let it go. As far as Nikki is concerned, I just want to know, do you feel like, you know, that she's completely crossed over? Like, because I felt like I love Nikki, you know, no disrespect. I'm from Harlem, raised in the Bronx, so, you know, I love her. But at the same time, I feel like, you know, there's two different Nikkis. There was the Nikki that first came out and then the industry Nikki. So, you know, how do you feel about that when you get to a certain level of star?
I like the Nikki that first came out.
Okay. That's what I thought.
You know, I didn't like what she did as far as, like, copying Kim. I think she should have just stayed more original,
right,
in my opinion. But to me, she just started evolving with the industry. A lot of people were getting in her ear and telling her how she should look. I hope so. I hope she wasn't really looking like that on her own. But, you know, and I think now she's trying to come back to normal.
But, you know, I left out an MC that I do follow, female MC, Jean Grey as well. Definitely hot. Rhapsody, Jean Grey, those definitely hot MCs. And everyone we've had on today, so Duchess, definitely, obviously, thank you for the support. There's still some fans on the line that definitely want to get their two cents in. I'm going to go back to my dude Josh in Philadelphia, and, you know, Josh, you at the beginning of the show were like, I'm starting to get into this female MC thing. You heard a lot of knowledge today. It's going to make you want to even go back even more and do your thing, right?
Oh, definitely, man. Definitely. It's crazy how, like, you got them all together, man. That's just, like, something I never even thought of, man. Like, to try to tell me this, like, a couple years back, I wouldn't believe it. Coming from, like, my perspective of the whole thing, because cats like me are, like, more looked at, like, oh, I'm supposed to like the new stuff, you know what I mean? Like, the mainstream stuff. And I have, like, a better appreciation for, like, the older stuff, you know what I mean? So, like, coming from me to, like, 20, like, being 20 and, like, being able to, like, talk to all, like, the older rappers and stuff, like MCs, and, like, getting knowledge from them, it's amazing, man. I just don't know how else to really say it, man. It makes me speechless, man, for real.
Wow, that's something. I hardly hear that from 20-year-olds.
Paula, though, Miss Paula, my homie, my family, like, this is why I'm here. This is why Gospel Radio is here, to have 20-something-year-olds be like, I'm going to go listen to every song Charlie Baltimore did. I'm going to go listen to every song Paula Perry did. I'm going to go listen to every song Marvelous did. Now, I will have to say for my man Josh, he's in Philly, but he's a very, very advocate West Coast supporter. So he already knows through SIBO and everything, Marvelous. I'm sure he's heard that. But just still in general, okay, I'm going to go listen to everything Rod Digger did. I'm going to go listen to 357. I'm going to go listen to Lady Luck. I'm going to go listen to MC Light. And in turn, hopefully a lot of these people are artists. And that they contribute back to their music.
Right.
Boom, I did my job. I did my job. Do the knowledge. That's my catchphrase. Do the knowledge.
Yeah.
So, Josh, we appreciate
definitely.
You, homie. Definitely,
definitely,
man.
I'm a big West Coast supporter, man, but I listen to everything, man. I just love listening. Let's find a new artist, man, and I'm definitely going to check out who you had on the show today so I can, you know, broaden my music perspective, man. Definitely.
It was crazy. And, again, I can't apologize enough to MC Light and to Charitable T and to Lady Luck, and we're definitely going to make it up to them. It was a crazy night, so I just, you know, I'm the host of the show. You know, I conduct everything, and that's the way it happened, so that's definitely my fault. But, Josh, we appreciate you, you know, rocking with us, especially on the East Coast time, just, you know, just like everybody else that's here on the East Coast. I'm going to go back to this, my man Killer Ron, man. You got some feedback for Paula Perry and this whole movement and this whole ladies first and how they MCs. You got any last words?
Hey, I just know we try to get a little
mixtape version of that Extra Extra because the beat is crazy and it'll be dope if we can get her on there. But, you know, that might be almost near impossible.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Drodian's in the house. Killer Ron. You know what I'm saying? There's definitely some more callers on here. I see the 941s and the 757s and the 951s and the 818s. If you want to chime in, you know what I'm saying, definitely press 1 and we'll definitely do it. Sneak Rothstein, my homie, my Saturday night host, Dial Radio, Drodian Nation. You got some last questions for Paula before we let her go?
Are you gonna work on some more songs, or are you just focusing on videos, behind the scenes, booking? What's going on with you? You know,
all the above.
Okay. Yeah, so you multitasking.
Yes, I do it all.
Definitely. So when can we look forward to hearing some new stuff, some new projects, and
I'm gonna start working on a mixtape. Like in the next couple of weeks. And
okay.
I should have it finished within like, you know, a month or two. So something definitely by spring, early summer. I'm trying to, it's not just going to be me. I'm trying to have, you know, a lot of different new artists up there as well as old artists.
Definitely. We're definitely looking forward to that. And it'd be nice to hear you with all of the female MCs that was on the panel today too.
Yeah,
that'd be
crazy. You know that's in the back of my mind, in the front of my mind.
Can I ask you a favor before you leave our airways, Miss Paula Perry?
Yes.
Can I get a Die For Radio drop so the next show I can just press play and it's like, yo, this is Paula Perry. I'm the OG of all these female.
I ain't gonna go there.
I know, I'm just messing with you, but hey, but for real, I definitely need a drop from you. And also, you're working with a mixtape. I got a huge production team, including myself and Sneak Rothstein, who you're talking to, that has beats like crazy. So definitely behind the scenes, let's talk, because we'll definitely cater to what you need. And whatever needs to happen, we'll make it work. You're part of the Die For family now, so anything we can do is going to happen.
Dope. I appreciate that.
Yep, absolutely. So before I let you go, please let me get a Die For Radio drop from the one and only Miss Paula Perry.
All right, I got you. Yo, what up, y'all? This is Paula Perry. Damn, let me do it over. Yo,
it's
what up,
good.
Y'all? This is Paula.
It's all good. Do whatever you got to do. I'm going to edit it. Don't even worry.
Okay. All right. Yo, what up, y'all? This is Paula Perry, and I'm still the queen of Fort Greene, and I'm giving a big, fat shout-out to Die For Radio. All right? Peace.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
That's just the way it goes. So, this Paula Perry, we love you to death. We appreciate your time. We appreciate also, I was so excited over the Twitters back and forth between all the ladies and everything. It just was amazing to me, and we really did just make history tonight. So we're definitely going to have you back on the show. We're definitely going to be in contact behind the scenes, and we're definitely going to make, you know, the best of everything we're doing right now. So salute to you, the one and only Miss Paula Perry. We love you.
Thank you. Love you, too. And, don't forget to pass my information now, and let's get this rocking.
Cool. Absolutely. And I'll definitely give you a holler tomorrow, and we'll, you know, definitely talk about the next couple months, honestly, because we got a lot of things going, you know, ourselves that can definitely, and, you know, we definitely need you a part of it. There's no doubt about it.
All right. That's what's up.
Absolutely. You have a blessed night, Mon. Again, this was epic. This was history, and you were part of it. And I'm just blessed
too.
to be part of it.
Thanks again for having me.
No problem. Woo! So you know, Dial For Radio. We got about 9 more minutes. Oh man, I really was blown away by tonight. I'm going to have to say, I just really was absolutely blown away. Now, I'm going to see if the homegirl July. July, you still rocking with us? She's in the East Coast, so, you know, that's Paula's people. She's already there. But I got my man Josh from PA in the house. I got Killer Moore in the house. I got Sneak Rothstein in the house. Y'all, we set standards right now.
Of course.
I think so.
Definitely, man, definitely. Like the show tonight. I like the show.
Big shout out to Raw Digger. Look, I'm so pissed at myself. And I mean, we had Light and Lady Luck on the line. And you know, I just,
what happened?
Tripping that shit didn't come through.
Did they press one to talk?
I don't know if I saw the ones, though. That's the thing. And there was just so many callers on the line.
Damn.
Man.
And that's my bad. I'm the host.
We're good. Yeah, it's a learning experience, man. We'll fix it. I mean, we'll move on from it. But out of the negative, the positive was you still had a hell of a show, great dialogue, great guests, great comedy. You know what I'm saying? Just overall monumental situation. So. So don't look at the negative, look at the positive. You know what I'm saying? Look, Paula Perry rocked out still, you know what I'm saying, to the end of the show. So it's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was really digging the show.
Yeah, Josh, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I was really digging the show tonight, man. When it came time to answer questions, because, like, at the start of the show, what y'all were talking about, that's what I was going to ask. That was going to be my question. And then when it came to questions, I was just froze for a second, like, man, what am I going to answer? I was going to ask Marvelous about SIBO or something like that, but I was like, man, I don't want to single them all. I don't want to single one out. So I was just like, you know, I'm just going to say something for all of them.
Right.
Well, look, the thing is, too, is, I mean, even with, like, SIBO and everything, it's a different independent game now. So regardless of the independent people these dudes are playing, or, I mean, these, you know, females are playing with, look, we're in a good opportunity as far as what they're doing because of the independent game and the way it is. And you know, we touched on that, obviously, once or times in the show. But now, like, I mean, again, we just made history right there. We just made history. Doppel Radio exclusive. That was a ladies' night. You know, and again, Rob Digger, I already had her on my show. And not that I'm not, you know, say, oh, because it was over some text messages and some other shit that she heard, and she called up on her own to Dodgeball Radio.
That's dope.
Oh, wow.
We didn't book Rod Digger. And not only that, she rocked with us all night.
Hey, Alasky. Hey, yo, your shows, you know how it is when you make music. Like, when you make a track that's dope, and then the next one's better, and then the next one's better, you already know the next song that you create is going to be better. That's how your shows are getting, bro. It's like, you already know this one's dope, then the next thing you make is dope. So you just got to think about what's going to happen in the future. It's going to be just ridiculous now at this point.
Well, I know what's going to happen in the future is I'm going to go on the air tomorrow night at 8:30 p.m., and I'm going to interview Mr. Cheeks from the Lost Boys, and I'm going to interview Buckshot from Black Moon and Bootcamp Click, and I'm going to interview NBA Thompson's Most Wanted. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm gonna go to Thursday, and I'm going to interview Smooth the Hustler. Then I'm going to interview Black Rob, and then I'm going to interview Rampage. You know what I'm saying? And then we're going to go ahead and jump over to Saturday night on Dialful Radio with my man Sneak Rothstein, and we're going to interview D-Shot, J.Ru the Damager, and Arabian Prince.
Oh,
no juice.
Hey, yo, we ain't going to get Dub C on the line.
Very soon. Actually, Dub C is very soon away, but you know what? With Josh, me and you will talk about off the line.
Oh, cool.
But we say we're fam right now. Josh, this is a – he's been at the last few shows, Killer Rod and Steve Rothstein. This is Josh Hayes, and he out there at PA, but he's a representative of Die For. you know, good friends with Matt Ford. Josh, you talking to fam right now.
What's up, fam?
What's good?
Hey, what's up, man? How's it going? How y'all doing?
Good, man. Die for Trojans. You already know.
Of course, man. Holding it down, man. Up in PA, man. Oh, yeah. Hey, Dyer, man. It's not Philly. It's Pittsburgh, man.
I'm sorry.
Everybody says it, though. I just roll with it. I'm like, you know what? I'd rather be known from Philly than Pittsburgh because, like, man, I'd rather be, just we'll all leave it at that. At least Corrupt came from Philly. You know what I mean? So.
That's what's up. Plus, Philly got better pizza than New York.
I never had their pizza. I haven't been out there that many times. But I did get to go to a courtside game, Sixers game. I got to see Will Smith. I thought that was pretty dope, man.
What year was this?
2 years back. 2 years back.
Oh, okay.
Is when they still had, what's his name, Lou Williams and all them on the Sixers.
Mm.
So either way, Josh, we appreciate you rocking with us, man. I hope you tune in tomorrow night, too. I'll make sure you can chop it up with 8. 8's only going to be on.
Oh, man, MC8, that's going to be something else, man. Yeah. He's only going to be on for about
20, 25 minutes. He's going to be in the middle of a video shoot, but he definitely is going to be in the house. But Buckshot's going to be rocking with us, and just to let you know, Buckshot is a special guest for the show. So when I log on, I'm actually calling Buckshot on three-way. You know what I'm saying? And he's going to be rocking the show with me.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
That's what's up, man. Buckshot.
So,
it's crazy.
So, you know, it's definitely going to go down. We about to get cut off. Man. Taylor Vaughn, give your last shout-out.
Hey, bro, killeron.com. I got a new podcast coming out featuring Beat Nikes, and we just pretty much shamelessly plug in Die For Radio and shut them down in the Drodias all day.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. Josh, appreciate you, man. Shout out to 2K shit. But, Josh, you make beats. What's up with your beats? Send me some beats.
Beats, man, I haven't had time to mess with the I downloaded Fruity Loops, man. I'm still trying to use it, man.